Dad is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Presented by Quikrete, Pavestone, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. Whether you're doing or dreaming, whether you got a project that is underway or one that you're planning for the future, we would love to help you get it done. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to get in contact. You can call us 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your message to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, the spaces under decks can be dark and dirty wastelands, but if your deck is a second-story deck, there are lots of ways to add an underdeck ceiling that can actually drain rainwater that passes through all those boards and clean up that look below. We're going to explain how in today's smart spending tip.
And finding a crack in your foundation can be quite disturbing, but not all cracks spell disaster. We're going to share how to sort out the minor from the major and what to do if you find yourself unsure of what you've got.
And you may think of ivy as a way to make your home look more, say, distinguished, but did you also know it can wreak serious havoc on your siding and cause major carpet rant problems and even rat infestations? We're going to have tips on the best way to manage those creepy vines.
But first, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we want to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you are working on so we can help you get that all sorted out, whether you're dreaming of a project or in the middle of one, we're here to lend a hand.
Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Westchester, Pennsylvania, where we've got Courtney, who's doing some work in the yard with a patio, but a tree's got other plans. What's going on?
So we want to build a brick patio. We have, like, extra free bricks, and we want to do it in an area in our lawn where there's not a lot of grass growing. You know, it's hard to grow the grass because of these pines. There's five pines. They're large.
Right.
How can I best build this patio without disturbing the roots and having it level?
The answer is you can't, because if you can't get rid of these roots, or at least the major big ones that are where this patio has to be, you're going to continue to have to deal with them. And no matter how good a job you do in laying in the base of that patio, you'll find that the roots will just start to lift it up, especially with brick, because it happens really quick. Concrete might take a little longer, but you know, even if it is concrete, it would lift the slab up and crack it. One of the things you could think about doing is maybe doing, and I hardly ever recommend this except in this unusual circumstance, would be to do a deck right above grade. So it's kind of like a wood platform that is right above the grade. You only have to secure it at the corners the same way you would any deck. But then if the roots start to come up with that, then at least you got some room, you know, to go before they start to interrupt the thing. And you could always pull the deck boards out, cut the root backs a little bit if you can. But, you know, roots are pretty durable. You may be able to cut back some big ones and not impact those trees at all.
Yeah, we weren't sure. Because, you know, we only see a little bit. So when we dig down, we're like, oh, we don't know what we're going to find. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do a little exploratory surgery with a shovel there and see what you find.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Better to know. Good luck with that project, Courtney. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Time to talk driveways. We've got Larry on the line. Tell us about your project.
Okay. We have a driveway that's probably 25 or 30 years old, and we're going to replace 30 feet of it that has sunk down, and, you know, there's been some water issues and so forth. So we're going to take all that up, of course, and then when we see what we got, we're probably going to have to, this is just me talking about bringing in some sort of river sand or something, and then make sure that that's good, then bring in, I was thinking, like maybe 4 inches of maybe SB2, or unless y'all think some other kind of gravel would be better to have us a nice base, and then pour the slab on top of all of that. So that's my question. Am I going the right way, or I need some help?
Yeah, so are we talking about a concrete driveway or an asphalt driveway, Larry?
Concrete.
You're definitely on the right track here, and typically you do get a lot of movement, especially in your part of the country down in Louisiana. You got a lot of water and such down there. And the sand, as you mentioned, kind of settles things a lot. You're definitely going to have to get that up, and then you're going to have to bring in some of that crushed gravel. And the thing is, and where people usually go wrong, is they don't put enough crushed gravel in, and then they don't pack the gravel. So you've got to have mechanical tampers compact that gravel. And when it's done well, it's frankly just as hard as the concrete itself, you know, when it's really solidly packed in there. You do all your work with the gravel and getting that crown just right for drainage, and then you can add, you know, your concrete on top of that. But if you don't do the prep properly and you don't fill it in, you don't compact it, you're going to be right back where you are right now in the not-too-distant future. So you're definitely on the right approach here, sir.
Okay, so now when you say the gravel, is the SB2 good, or is there some other size gravel that I should use there, you know, maybe like 4 inches on top of the sand or dirt? What's your thinking on that?
Well, up here we use the gravel that's about an inch and a half in diameter, and then we'll put crushed gravel on top of that. So we kind of build it up with a thicker base, then put the crushed gravel over that, and then tamp it down. But that tamping step, I mean, we're not just talking about hand tamper here. You're going to have to rent yourself mechanical tamper that, you know, sits on top of a big metal plate. It's got a heavy engine on it. Put some air protection on and just go to town with that thing. Get it nice and tight.
Okay. Well, I did talk to one guy that sells the gravel, and he suggested 4 inches, but put 2 inches down, pack it, then come back with 2 more inches and pack that.
Yep. You can't go wrong doing that. If you feel like it's still moving, even though you're tamping it, you don't have enough in. You got to tamp it well. When you do that driveway section, make sure you're reinforcing that concrete, because that will also prevent you from having cracking.
Thank you very much for your help. I love your show. I travel out on the road. I catch y'all quite a bit.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry. Good luck with the project. Send us pictures when you're done.
Okay. Sure will. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Presented by Angie, you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You get upfront pricing, plus you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, if you've got a second floor deck, you might know that the space underneath it tends to get a bit dirty and gross from all the rainwater that leaks through. We're going to share a way to add a self-draining ceiling to that underdeck space so that you can spruce it up for some shady relaxation. In today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, after this.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at moneypit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at moneypit.com. That's moneypit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
The Money Pit is presented by QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement project, solve your DIY dilemmas. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, it's coming up on the last week to enter the Money Pit's Safe at Home Sweepstakes. You can win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system from Deep Sentinel. These guys are totally unique because not only do they have great cameras, they have live security guards that watch the cameras for you 24/7.
Yeah, I love that. Now, Deep Sentinel prevents crime before it occurs, like burglary, package thefts, auto break-ins, or tampering, loitering, and anything suspicious. Now, you can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five one-camera systems, plus a full year of live guard surveillance.
It's your last chance. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com and share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries. That's the Safe at Home Sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel on MoneyPit.com.
Time to chat with Lucille, who's having some bathtub issues. What's going on?
It's rental property, and unfortunately, they've just moved out, and I've discovered in the tub, it's a fiberglass tub, and there's a nice little hole. I was wondering if you had any suggestions for me as to how we could repair that tiny little hole.
You can use a product called Bondo, B-O-N-D-O. They have a fiberglass repair kit. It's typically used in auto body repair, but if you go to an auto parts store like a Pep Boys or whatever you have around there, and you buy the smallest volume of Bondo you can, you're going to have a two-part fiberglass mix. You'll have the fiberglass material itself. And basically you put on the fiberglass resin and you press this little piece of fiberglass material into it, let that cure, and then you put a couple of coats on top of that, and that's it. So the good news is it's a really easy and inexpensive way to fix that hole so you don't have any leaks. The bad news is it's not designed for beauty. It's designed for function. So you're going to see that it looks like exactly what it is, which is a fiberglass patch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Lucille. It's tough being a landlord these days. You never know what you're going to find, you know, when your tenants move out. I'm sure there's a story behind how a hole gets in a bathtub, too.
Yeah, but you're never going to hear it.
Yeah. I've used that Bondo trick on a shower pan because shower pans are made of fiberglass sometimes, and if they get flexed into them when stepping on them and stepping out of them and so on.
As you do.
As I do, right, because it's a shower pan. You got to step on it. Those cracks will open up, and I've used Bondo to kind of completely repair that, and it's lasted as long as I needed it to last, which was years. I didn't really care about the look. It was like a basement extra bathroom kind of a thing, but it worked great. Well, if you have a second floor deck, that's a really cool thing because you get up there and you can have a good view of your yard, but the area underneath it, it gets pretty nasty. It's kind of like a dark, moldy, algae-infested wasteland, and you seldom can use it. But if you were to install an underdeck ceiling, one that was made from lightweight fiberglass panels, it's a really inexpensive solution that you could do yourself in a weekend, and it will totally transform that space. We'll tell you how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, you know, with all the rainwater that leaks through second-story decks, the area underneath that deck can get pretty nasty. And very often, these spaces are going to be damp and wet. They're going to have a lot of green algae growth and a host of moisture-loving bugs. So it's really not a place you want to hang out. But the solution is that you can build or you can buy an underdeck ceiling. Now, if you're handy, you can actually build your ceiling out of corrugated fiberglass panels. And we've got a video, materials list, and step-by-step instructions on our website that gets downloaded over 20,000 times a month that can walk you through the project.
Now, the other option is to purchase a prefabricated underdeck ceiling system. This is going to cost you a little bit more, but the ceiling will be actually a lot easier to install. It tends also to look a lot more finished when you're done. There are lots of great manufacturers that make prefabricated systems. You can look for one by Underdeck or TimberTech. There's the Trex Rain Escape System or Deck Drain. Now, every one has their own sort of unique design, the way they get installed, but all in all, they're a lot easier to install than starting from scratch. And once that ceiling is done, you can give that underdeck space a good cleaning and start enjoying all the shade it will deliver on those warm summer days ahead.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
John, Rhode Island has a question about solar panels. How can we help you today?
Solar panels installed latter half of March and had been noticing a steady increase in production up until about 2 weeks ago, and I have noticed the production falling off, and, of course, the pollen has increased. And I'm wondering if there's anything on the market that I could treat the panels with. My panels are located kind of high on the roof. It's difficult to get to, and just like I said, I'm just wondering if there's something that I could add to it to have the pollen wash off quicker.
So it's pollen and tree droppings, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, the trees I'm in good shape with, but it's really basically the pollen. I live in a wooded area. And like I said, I've watched the production, you know, with these inverters. You can really carefully monitor what the system is doing. So although the days are getting longer and the sun is getting higher in the sky, production is off. And the only thing I can relate it to is the pollen.
John, that's actually a surprisingly common problem, and the solution is simply to clean those panels. Now, in your case, that may be easier said than done because you're telling me they're difficult to reach. It might also be possible to install sort of a cleaning system that consists of manifolds that are installed right above those solar panels where you basically can turn on the water and run water over them, you know, occasionally to clean them out. But, of course, that's a lot of work. Is it possible for you to get a ladder up against the side of that house there and use a hose or with something, maybe a high-pressure hose, to be able to kind of wash the pollen off those panels? Because it's pretty well documented that solar production goes down, as you've discovered, when those panels get covered with dirt or pollen.
Right, right. Well, I guess the thing, I'm sure there's something I could invest in, certainly a better ladder, a taller ladder. And also, there's got to be something where I can actually get the hose on a pole. I have a pruning pole, and maybe point it at an angle, you know, where it could wash the panels. But again, I thought maybe the solution would be, well, in the spring, get up on the roof, treat the panels, and then I should be all set. But you know, maybe it's just as simple as a hose.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any treatment there that's going to basically make them more slippery. You know, I guess there's maybe I'm thinking like in terms of a wax. But, you know, Hyde Tools, H-Y-D-E, they have a product called Pivot Pro that attaches to a regular hose, and it has an angular nozzle at top, and it's designed for like cleaning gutters and then cleaning like boats and getting underneath spaces and things like that. And basically the head pivots, so you can get all sorts of different angles with it, and also steps up the pressure of water coming at it. Pretty inexpensive tool there. You might want to look that up online and give it a shot.
I think I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Peggy from Illinois is on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I have patio, and supposedly the boards that go between each of the sections that are in there for expansion were supposed to be treated, but they have all rotted out. I mean, okay. I can pull hunks of it out, and I want to know what to do. Do I dig the rotten wood out and fill it with something, or what should I do with this?
So here's what you need to do. First of all, go ahead and scrape out all of those spacers that are left behind. And it wasn't probably wood. It was probably this sort of tar-soaked spacer that's very common in concrete work. So you get that all out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you put in, there's a foam tube. It looks like, you know what a pool noodle is that the kids play with in pools?
Yes.
Like those big foam noodly things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but it's a miniature version, and it comes in different widths. So it'll come like 1 inch width or inch and a half width. So you figure out which one you need that's just a little bit bigger than the gap.
Mm-hmm.
And you press that down into that space between the slabs of the patio, leaving maybe a half of an inch before between that and the surface. And then what you do is you add a sealant, a concrete sealant. There's going to be like a flowable caulk-like product that you can pick up at home centers designed just for concrete. It's like a flowable urethane, and that lays in on top of that filler so that you don't waste a lot of product. Like, it's not going to fall down into the crevices. The foam tube keeps it up higher, and it'll look nice and neat and clean once again.
Is it like a caulk?
It's like a caulk, but it flows a little bit better than a caulk so that once you put it in there, it sort of settles down and it's flat. When it's all done, it'll be kind of like a concave slot there between the patio, and it'll stop water from getting back past that. And because you get a lot of water that gets below it, it can make the patio move and crack.
And it's a caulking thing. All right, I will do so. Thank you.
You're welcome, Peggy. Good luck for that project.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is brought to you by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, you can book appointments, and pay right through your phone, so it's super convenient, and download that Angie app today to get started. Hey, have you ever spotted a foundation crack and wondered, is this serious, or is this just the result of some normal house movement? Well, we're going to explain how you can tell if it's a big deal or not so much of a big deal when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Are squeaky floorboards grating on your nerves or foiling nighttime trips to the kitchen or bathroom? Squeaks are the result of boards rubbing together or nails that have loosened. To eliminate the noise, you have to eliminate the movement. Regardless of the type of floor you have, there are a couple of easy fixes. If you've got access to the squeaky floor via a crawl space or basement, recruit an assistant to walk the floor and help pinpoint the problem area. At the squeak sites, gently tap a glue-coated shim in between the floor and the joist. If the floor is carpeted, you can remove the carpet and drive a hardened drywall screw into the floor. A short-term fix without removing the carpet is to locate the floor joist with a stud finder and then pound a hot-dip galvanized nail through the carpet floor into the joist. The carpet can be pulled up through the head of the nail so it's invisible. If it's a wood floor, try a little oil soap in the joints. The soap will quiet the squeak and clean the floor at the same time. And that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Angi. Angi's List is now Angi, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angi.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angi.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. You guys enjoying this beautiful summer weekend? We hope you are. And if there's a project involved, you can always reach out to us for help at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Marge in New Jersey is on the line with a kitchen question. How can we help you today?
I have a carousel in the kitchen for the kitchen cabinets, and the shelf, the top one, is dropped a lot, and I can't figure out how to go about to secure it, or how in the world do you repair something like that?
So is this sort of like what we would call a lazy Susan, like sits inside of a cabinet and spins around?
Yes. And holds the pots and pans.
They take a lot of wear and tear, don't they, Marge? I mean, over all those years?
Sure. Does it have to be replaced or can it be repaired?
Well, it depends. I mean, the first thing you do is clean that cabinet out and take the existing carousel apart. Now, if the mechanism itself, like the ball bearings, have fallen apart, there's a bracket between the carousel and the bottom of the cabinet that has like two plates on them and they spin on ball bearings. If that access has broken down, which it could over many years, you know, that has to be replaced. And the thing is that those parts are all available, especially for those old cabinets. You can usually find them online if you research them. And essentially what has to happen here is you got to take that whole thing apart and then rebuild it. Now, this might be a job for a carpenter or a cabinet maker or somebody that's just handy enough to be able to tackle this. But I find that when I look at something like this, that cabinetry will speak to me. It will tell me how it went in and what has to be done to take it apart. If you look at it very carefully, you can usually figure it out because somebody put it in to begin with and there's got to be a way to disassemble it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. Now, since there are two levels, one on the bottom and one on the top, the ball bearings would be in the bottom level so that if I start unscrewing everything, where would I find them? Does it make a difference if it's a two-shelfer? There's one shelf way on the bottom, then there's a space, and then mm-hmm. you have another shelf.
Right. I don't think it makes a difference because I think it's all part of the same assembly. And the ball bearings are going to be on the bottom, not the top. The top, it may have like an access point, like an axle, but the spin is going to be under where all the weight is. Okay, so that's the side of it. Does this carousel still move, or is it too stiff?
No, it still moves.
It still moves. What part of it is broken, Marge?
The actual shelf itself, the top shelf, appears to have dropped about 8 inches.
All right. So here's what I would do. If it was just the top shelf that dropped, I would look for a way to repair that top shelf. And I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but I'd probably figure out a creative way. If that's dropped down, if it's sitting like on a center column, then they have to get something up underneath that to support it.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'll do.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, you might not realize it, but your home is always moving. It expands, it contracts, it settles, and sometimes that movement can result in some cracks to your foundation. But even though the cracks are kind of common, they can be pretty disturbing for most homeowners to find. So, Tom, how can you tell if a crack is serious or just the result of some normal house movement?
Yeah, you make a good point because just about every home has its share of cracks, and they're pretty common, and there's a number of reasons why they happen. For example, if the soil underneath the house wasn't fully compacted before the foundation was set up, that can cause cracks. If you get, and this is really common, you get large pieces of organic material, like, for example, a tree trunk or branches or something like that that was underneath. Say, we used to see this all the time in garage floors. It would be the last place that the bulldozer would leave, right? And there would always be some chunks of wood left behind, and that rots away and it settles, and that's why those floors will crack. And sometimes the soil that's beneath the foundation or beneath columns can shrink due to not having enough moisture, and that's especially true in Texas where they have soils that do that. Or in the Northeast where we are, if you've got too much moisture around the house, that can cause them to become unstable as well. So lots of ways that foundations can weaken and crack, but not always do you need to have a repair done.
Yeah, so how can you tell if it's a major crack or something minor and totally fixable? So, Tom, is it true that it's, you know, the direction of the crack? Is it horizontal, diagonal, vertical? Do those all signify something, you know, more serious?
Yeah, I mean, so static cracks, ones that are not moving, those are usually vertical. They're usually small. They're hairline. They're random. Those types of cracks can be repaired pretty simply. Generally, I recommend that you simply seal the crack with a masonry caulk material or a silicon caulk just to stop moisture from coming through. The ones that I'm more concerned about are the dynamic cracks that are horizontal. So, for example, if you have a lot of water that collects at the outside of your foundation perimeter, what will happen in the wintertime is that water will freeze and it will push on, especially if you have a concrete block wall. And I've seen that sort of frost heave actually knock walls in completely. So over time, they freeze, they thaw over successive, you know, years and years of winters. They eventually move that wall to a point where it's unstable. So that's something you really have to look out for. And if that is something that you spot, if it's really bad, the wall probably has to be structurally reinforced. If it's minor, it just means fix your drainage so it stops happening. And in terms of the repair, one caution I will give you is this. Don't just go to a contractor for the repair to be done. If you've got a serious structural crack, hire a structural engineer, have them examine it and do a report about it, and then that report goes to the contractor. It'll specify exactly how they should fix it. Then you have the engineer check it again when he's done. And this way, you'll get a letter from the engineer basically saying, I identified the problem, this contractor fixed it, and you know it's no longer an issue. And if you try to sell the house, it's not going to be a concern. Too many times contractors put on their structural engineer cap when they shouldn't, and that doesn't do you any good. You definitely want to have an engineering professional involved if the wall is seriously damaged.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Hey, do you need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, you may think of ivy as a way to make your home look more distinguished, but did you know it can also wreak some serious structural havoc? We'll explain why after this.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years.
To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, we help you create your best home ever on The Money Pit Podcast. Be sure to follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
You'll get two episodes every week on Mondays and Thursdays, just in time to finish your next home improvement adventure. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, you may think of ivy as a way to make your home look distinguished, but did you know that it's actually wreaking some serious structural havoc on the house?
Yeah, it can. I mean, it looks beautiful. It does look distinguished, but the problem is it can totally destroy masonry walls. It can attract carpenter ants. It can even attract rodent infestations. And not to mention, you can lose a few trees in the process because it wraps around the tree and basically strangles it. So it looks great in some respects, but it can really do some pretty serious damage.
Now, a little ivy can be really attractive, but when it starts to take over a property, it can be very hard to get rid of. So is there a way that you can actually enjoy the ivy without letting it sort of wrap everybody up in knots?
Listen, if you want to have some ivy and you maintain it, you keep it to a minimum, I think that's probably okay. But if you ignore it, it's going to totally take off. Now, if you've already got too much, what you want to do is gently pull the ivy from the house because it's got like tendrils that will really get into the brick. It'll really get between the siding boards. And so you have to be kind of careful the way you pull it out. You may have to cut some away. You might need a hand pruner. You're probably going to need to scrape siding to remove any of those dead branches or the dried leaves and even sand it, like with an herbal sander, to remove any residue. Because if you leave too much of that behind, it can re-root and start growing all over again. And along the same lines of that, make sure when you get the stuff off your house, you stuff it into plastic bags and you get it off the property, because if you leave it hanging about, it again will re-root. And to be sure it's not coming back on your siding, make sure you brush a little herbicide onto the leaves of any ivy stem, and that will actually kill the plant. It's the kind of thing you have to really manage. It looks great, it looks cool, it looks distinguished. You know, it adds some class to your outside, but boy, if you let the stuff go, it will totally take over and you'll be kicking yourself for not keeping it under control. I actually had to rescue a couple of trees, Leslie, that had some pretty serious ivy problems in the back of my property. And what we did was the ivy had gotten so thick around some of them, it was like an inch to an inch and a half thick, like at the bottom of the tree. I actually cut a chunk out of that ivy vine, and within 2 years, it dried up and all fell off and the tree survived. So it's not quick, but I mean, it does work.
I mean, but it grows like crazy. We have this whole sort of shrub next to the driveway, which is just covered with ivy from, I have no idea what shrub that is, but it looks like an ivy wall. And it's on my neighbor's property, so I can't really do anything
right
about it. But it started to just sort of take over the driveway. I mean, it is wild, and it grows quickly. So I've been doing a little secret work on my side of the, of the structure, seeing how much progress I can make.
Just remember, shiny leaves, let it be. That's poison ivy.
Oh, yes. I've already been dealing with that in the mix of things as well. Patty in Arizona's got something going on with the water. What's up, Patty?
Well, the water in Arizona is very, very hard. And I heard that you were having a drawing on something, receiving a water system that would soften or help that. And I thought, well, maybe I should just call and see, even if I don't win, what I should be doing.
So tell me about your hard water. What are you seeing in your house? How is this affecting you?
Oh, well, everything, you know, is spotted. The toilets get a ring around the top very quickly. It's hard to wipe things off. The dishwasher doesn't you know, rinse completely, it seems like. It
really affects a lot of things in the house. Well, I mean, there are a couple of different water purification systems out there that are designed specifically for hard water. You know, there are types that use salt to soften the water, and there are other types that are salt-free. And Home Depot is a good source for pretty much any water quality solution. But what I would encourage you to do first is to have a water test done. And you can have this done professionally. There are free tests that are available at places like Home Depot. But have a water test done so you know exactly what you're treating for. And then you could make the best decision on the system that's going to work for you. But it's not hard. You know, these systems are pretty straightforward to install. Usually they're installed at the main. And they're going to treat that water 24/7, and it's going to be a lot easier for you to clean with that water and wash with that water, and you won't have the spots, and your clothes will come out softer, and it just kind of affects you all the way down the line. So that's what I would do. I'd start with a water test and then choose the system that's best for you based on that result. Patty, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by our friends at Angie. Hey, if your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects right with the Angie app, so download it today. Coming up, if you're lost in lots of projects and don't know where to begin, we're going to help you sort out priorities for a new homeowner in that exact situation when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home.
Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, so we have some small blueberry bushes outside our backyard, outside, like along a fence.
Yeah.
And the deer, of course, were considering them part of their breakfast.
Oh, it's their summer treats.
Yeah. So what we did is we got some of that black netting, which is actually so thin, you can't even see this when it's on the plant. And it worked great. It's totally kept the deer away. They know they can't kind of like pick off the berries now, so they go over
to the
neighbor's.
But are they juicing the berries?
I don't think they're juicing the berries, though.
It's the perfect strainer, you know.
Oh, yeah, right? No, this really thin, netty stuff, it's really cheap. It's like you have to kind of pay attention when you unroll it because it's so thin. It's like screening material almost. You lay it over there, and because it's black, it just blends right in. So one more thing to do to keep this deer away.
Well, whether you've got a berry question like Tom or something else going on at your money pit, reach out. John in Montana did, and he says, I recently purchased a home that needs some TLC, and I really don't know where to begin. He says we want to replace the old furnace and water heater. One of the bathrooms is in bad shape, and we also need to rip out carpeting and replace it with hardwood flooring. How would you prioritize these projects?
I kind of think I'd prioritize them the same way he did in that email, Leslie. I do mechanical systems first, so heating and water heater, definitely. You might have to disturb some of the old structure to do that, depending on how well the old and the new one fits in. But let's get our mechanical systems working, because if your furnace goes out, you can't do anything when winter comes. And then I think the bathroom, it sits in bad shape. You know, bathrooms are one of those improvements that give you a lot of return on investment. So if you have the ability to do it next, I think I would probably tackle that next and get it fixed up, because carpeting, any kind of flooring project, yeah, it's a nice to have. It's not a have to have. And you can really do that at any time you have the budget and the time to get it done. So I would do mechanical systems.
Oh, but it's so much easier when the house is empty.
That is a good point, but still, unless you have the budget to do it all at once.
Mechanics first.
Yeah, you got to make sure.
Right, flooring second.
Just imagine how cold it would be without a furnace if we were working on that floor.
But your floors would be so
furniture
beautiful.
Furniture or not.
But the floors would be lovely. So, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. All right. Next up, David writes, he's having a hard time finding a dryer exhaust vent that fits his house. And he says, my house has a rigid 3-inch PVC pipe as a vent for the clothing dryer. And I'm having a hard time finding a dryer duct in that size, as most seem to be 4 inches.
Yeah, you should not be using a plastic pipe as a dryer exhaust duct. Really bad idea. That's why dryer exhaust ducts are metal these days. Or, you know, even the cheap ones are like a flexible foil kind of a stretchy vent, but you can't use PVC. So I would stop looking for something to connect to it and think about replacing it. And I think that the metal dryer exhaust ducts, which you can buy at home centers, they come like sort of flat. You have to sort of bend them into the duct shape. That's definitely what you want here. You want to make sure you have as short a travel from the dryer out as possible, because that will make your clothes dry a lot quicker. And with that metal duct, it will be a lot easier to keep clean, which is something else people don't do nearly enough.
I actually just had my dryer vents cleaned, and it was amazing how, I mean, I had let it slide a couple of years, not like 15 years, but 5, which is a lot. And my goodness,
okay. That's a lot.
The amount that came out, it was just disturbing, gratifying, and also now I feel, you know, much safer at home.
Yeah, you should. Don't wait 5 years next time, though.
No, I will not.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful, warm summer day. I think summer is now officially, what, about half over? It's unfortunate, but it is, even though we waited so long for it. But there's still plenty of time to take on projects. And if it's too hot, push them off to the fall a little bit. And remember, if you guys have questions, you have tips, you are starting a project, you don't know how to start it, you got stuck in the middle of it, you could always reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. The game between the San Diego Padres and Washington was halted in the sixth inning this evening after the Nationals said a shooting was reported outside the stadium. More than two dozen police cars, ambulances, and fire engines were on the street outside the third base side of Nationals Park. Police say four people were shot. Padres had just taken the field for the bottom of the sixth when several loud pops were heard from the left field side of the ballpark. In fact, you could hear it if you were watching the game on TV. Fans started leaving the ballpark while some fans crowded into the Padres' dugout for safety. The Nationals, meanwhile, announced there had been an incident outside the stadium and told fans to shelter in place. Also at SRNNews.com, a couple of honors, or a couple of hours now, and residents of Los Angeles County will have to start wearing their masks indoors again because of an uptick in COVID cases, mostly linked to the Delta variant. Some residents think wearing a mask, though, is the smart thing to do.
I don't mind wearing masks, and if the mask is mandated, I'm not against it at all. Actually, it's good for all of us.
Meanwhile, L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, though, says he is not going to direct his officers to enforce the new mandates, saying many people are already vaccinated. Others have been recovered from COVID. Plus, he says the mandate contradicts CDC guidelines and it does not follow the science. Big fires out in the west and southeastern Oregon. The Bootleg fire has grown. And in California, a burning fire near Markleyville, close to the California-Nevada state line. One man said he tried to go and see whether or not the fire would threaten his home.
We're having a lot of fires every year, and they're real, really bad. Just the mixture of hot and dry and drought and struggling trees, stressed forests, poor forest management.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Medicare is launching a formal process to decide whether to cover the new Alzheimer's drug, Adalim.
Its $56,000 a year price tag and unproven benefits have prompted widespread criticism and a congressional investigation. Even as Medicare made its announcement, the Democratic leaders of two House committees asked drug maker Biogen to turn over reams of documents on how it developed and priced the drug and on its dealings with FDA officials. Medicare is already soliciting public comments and plans two hearings. A final coverage decision may not come until next spring.
Jeremy House with that report. The remains of nine Native American children who died more than a century ago while attending a government-run school in Pennsylvania have been returned to their South Dakota tribe for burial on its reservation. The Rosebud Sioux reburied the remains during a ceremony earlier today. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. 3 days after the state filed a motion to set his execution date, a Tennessee death row inmate found dead in his cell.
Tennessee Department of Corrections spokesperson Dorinda Carter said 53-year-old Stephen Hugley appears to have died from natural causes at the Riverbend Maximum Security Institution, although the exact cause of death is pending. Hugley was sentenced to death in 2003 for fatally stabbing a prison counselor. He had already been given a life sentence in August 1986 after he was convicted of fatally shooting his mother. After spending the last 18 years in solitary confinement, he was said to be suicidal, but officials say they don't think it was a suicide. Patrick Foss reporting.
American Airlines canceling extended leaves for about 3,300 flight attendants, and they want them back flying by November or December. Plus, the airline expects to hire 800 new flight attendants by next March, all the latest indication that leisure travel in the U.S. is booming. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete, Pavestone, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for one reason and one reason only, to help you guys take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Whether they're fix-up projects, whether they're big renovation projects, remodeling projects, you're working on a new kitchen or bath, or maybe you got a decor challenge to tackle, you want to spruce up your outdoor room while it's still warm and beautiful out, we would love to help you get all of those things done. Give us a call right now with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you've been thinking about updating your kitchen, but you're concerned about the costs, we're going to have some tips on affordable updates that you can do literally over a single weekend that can totally transform that space without the hassles of high prices.
And if you enjoy spending time outside, but maybe you're feeling like your patio needs a pick-me-up, we've got a great solution for those worn, weathered, or even cracked patios out there that's as easy to do as stacking blocks.
And the hottest part of the summer always brings out the most bugs, including those nasty disease-carrying ticks. So we're going to teach you how to stop those ticks from taking a bite out of your summer fun.
But first, we want to hear from you. You need some help with a renovation, maybe a repair, or even a decor project? We're here to help. We want you to have the best home ever. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who needs help first?
We've got Tom from Florida on the line who needs help with a pocket door project. What's going on?
Yeah, I bought a house, and before they sold it, they must have had it repainted, and it was built in 1994, and the baseboards in the doors must have been oil-based paint because the walls are fine, but the paint is peeling off the doors and the baseboard. But I got a pocket door, and I can get the paint off of it, but one of the wheels fell off that holds it, slides it on a rail. And I don't know, do I have to take the casing off to get that door out, or is there a way that they lift out? Or do I have to take the casing off to get the door out, to clean it up and repaint it and put the wheel back on? Because once it's closed, there's about an inch or inch and a half of it that still isn't exposed. You can't really swing it out.
You can't lift it up off the track either, generally speaking. So, no, I think that you're probably going to have to take off at least the jam on the side of the pocket, so to speak. So you'll have to pull the trim and the jam on that pocket. And I'll give you a trick of the trade to do that, because you mentioned this was painted. What you want to do is take a utility knife, and you want to cut the seam between the door and the trim and the wall and the trim, because sometimes the paint will act as an adhesive, almost like a glue. And when you start taking it apart, it starts to pull different pieces of the frame or the wall with it. So just run a knife through it before you actually peel it off. Now, in terms of the fact that this is peeling paint, generally when that happens, you've lost the adhesion here between the substrate, which is wood in your case, and the paint itself, and nothing that you can do is going to repair that short of pulling the rest of the paint off. So you're going to have to strip that paint off and sand the area really good. And then what I want you to use is an oil-based or solvent-based primer on top of that, because that's going to give you the best adhesion once again. That's going to stick to the wood as best possible. And on top of that, you could use a water-based semi-gloss finish. But if you get the primer right and you get all the old stuff off, you'll be in good shape, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. And if paint's peeling, you got to get rid of all that loose stuff before you proceed, or you'll just find yourself in this exact same space in the not too distant future.
I wasn't quite sure what paint was on there, but I guess I was told if you take alcohol and rub it on a cloth, if it comes off, it's a water-based paint, or if it's oil, it won't affect it, or vice versa.
It's probably not oil-based, because, you know, that house at that age, you wouldn't really use oil-based for that. I can almost guarantee you they didn't prime it, and that's why it didn't stick. You got to prime it. Can't skip that step. Tom, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Marianne in Tennessee is on the line and has some concerns about asbestos. Tell us what's going on.
Working on an older house, it was built in 1937. I know that I was told that there was concerns with maybe the linoleum that's on the floor. There's just a little bit in the kitchen and in the bathroom. And before I took it up, I didn't know whether I needed to check it for asbestos, if there was any other places I needed to check as well.
So this is old linoleum. Now we're talking about tile here. It's sheet linoleum.
Yes.
I've not heard that sheet linoleum contains asbestos. I'm not going to say it's impossible. It's more a tile.
And it's a 9x9 tile, and it's always in like very specific colors that you'll know when you see it that that's an asbestos tile. And like, they don't make a 9x9 anymore. Like, this is it.
Yeah. I mean, the only way to really know for sure is to have it tested. But linoleum is generally not something that's associated with asbestos. And even if it did, it would be contained inside of a binder, which makes it less likely to be removed, to be exposed to the air. Now, once you take that up, though, you also don't know what's underneath it. You could be revealing some other tile like that 9x9 that Leslie was talking about. But that said, it generally is a good idea to pull up old floors before you put down new ones. So we hope that helps you out.
Okay. Is there any place else I need to be concerned about on the asbestos?
Well, you would generally find it wrapping water pipes. And it looks almost like an old-fashioned cast. Like, you can see it's like a flaky substance that's like wrapped with almost like a plaster of Paris. And you'll know that also when you see it, and that's asbestos. And while that has very low levels, I would not tackle it myself. You should get a pro always to do it if you see it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. And you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. So download it today.
And just ahead, most kitchen rentals are expensive, but there's a lot you can actually do yourself over a single weekend that can deliver a big impact without a big budget. We'll share those ideas after this.
Live in a money pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you want to protect your home from break-ins and package thefts before it happens? Well, this is the last week to enter the Money Pit's $3,900 Safe at Home Sweepstakes. And you can win smart HD camera systems from Deep Sentinel. Just head on over to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Now we're heading over to Tennessee, where Steve wants to talk about water heating. How can we help you?
My water heater seems to be going out. It's about 5 or 6 years old. And I've been hearing commercials on your show about tankless water heaters and other forms of, like, water heating solutions, and I was just wondering, is that, you know, costly, or, you know, is that a better way to go than putting another tank in?
Okay, so you say the water heater's going out. Is this a gas water heater?
It's electric.
It's electric, and it's going out, so what's happening to it?
It's leaking.
Oh, it's leaking at 5 or 6 years? Really? That's just plain bad luck, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right, well, let me ask you this question. How long are you planning on staying in your current house? Is this the house for a while?
Oh, yeah, it's forever house, hopefully.
Generally, I would say I wouldn't hesitate to install a tankless water heater, except, and this is a big except, tankless water heaters that are powered by electricity don't work that well. They don't save you that much money. If you have the ability to power it with propane, for example,
then it's more realistic. But if you're planning on powering it with electricity, then it's not. So in that case, your options are to replace it with a standard tanked electric water heater, or you can use a real new type of electric water heater called a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are more expensive, but they're much, much, much more efficient than a standard electric water heater.
Are those costly?
Yeah, they're more costly than a standard water heater. You know, you're probably looking at maybe around $1,500 for one plus installation. So they're much more expensive, but they're far more efficient.
That's what I'll do then. I thank you for answering my question.
Sorry to hear about that leak, and hope we've helped you get back on track.
Well, if the home is where the heart is, then kitchens are clearly one of the most vital organs that converts a house into a home. So it's really no surprise that kitchen renovations are among the most popular remodeling projects tackled every single year. But while any home improvement project can be complicated, major kitchen remodeling can turn your life completely upside down, not to mention all of the fast food pounds that you are most likely going to be putting on while you're waiting for that kitchen to welcome you back in.
Yeah, like which pizza place am I going to tonight?
Well, you got to try them all.
You got to try all
the food places. Every place.
Exactly. What fast food cuisine shall I turn to until I get my oven back?
And you'll be eating them for months and months.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's not just one, yeah.
No.
You can usually get a couple of meals out of each one. Well, listen, if you want to avoid all of those home improvement hassles of the long-term reno projects, what we suggest is that you break it down into projects that we call modules. Basically, projects that could be completed independently of one another. Because not only does this make the project more manageable, the smaller changes can actually have a pretty big visual impact and cut down on the need for those more major makeovers that really set you back in time and put on the pounds and eating all that fast food.
Yeah, for example, changing out your kitchen countertop, painting the cabinets, or just replacing all of that cabinet hardware. I mean, these are projects that you can do in hours and not weeks, and the result can be a very attractive and totally transformative experience. I mean, you can really change the look of the space.
Yeah, and likewise, just replacing the kitchen floor or improving the kitchen lighting or just painting the room can give you a fresh new look. And if you want to make it more efficient at the same time, why not replace the faucets with water-efficient faucets? Look for those that are WaterSense models. And with appliances, same deal. If you're going to trade them out, look for Energy Star certified products. They can lower utilities across the board. So if you think about it, you know, most of the time you think kitchen rental, I got to go down to the studs. Well, you really don't. If you just take it one chunk at a time, if you just do one section at a time, if you don't want to renovate the whole thing, spend a weekend, replace a countertop, you know, paint the cabinets, change the hardware, improve the appliances, and you'll make a big impact. And you do that a couple of times, you'll save yourself a boatload of cash.
Now we've got Eleanor in Virginia on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
The question I have is we have Trek decking on our deck, which is, and also the porch, screened-in porch. But on the deck, which is not covered by any roof or anything like that, it's all open to the environment. We have spots on that, which are, it's a gray color decking, and we have these dark spots all over it, almost kind of look like a mold, and we do not know what it's caused by. My husband has tried to use a power washer with the soap that is recommended for that power washer, also bleach with a scrub brush. He can get it lightened, but not totally gone. And we're wondering if you've ever heard of that with Trek decking and have any suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, some of the composite materials out there do have some wood fiber component, and they will grow algae, which is most likely what you're seeing. Now, one of the treatments that we would recommend is a product called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. And Jomax actually has a deck wash. And Jomax is a detergent that also gets mixed with bleach, gets applied to the deck. You let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and then you scrub it off. I would be very careful with the power washer, except for just rinsing purposes, because too much pressure can actually ruin that deck. Now, another possibility is that those black spots are what's called artillery fungus. It kind of looks like a shotgun, kind of a pellet size. Artillery fungus is particularly difficult to get off, and one of the sources of it is mulch. Do you have mulch around your house, around your yard?
Yes.
Well, sometimes the mulch that's sort of the ground mulch, the shredded bark mulch, will contain artillery fungus. And once that gets out and attaches to surfaces like decks or sometimes even cars, it's really, really difficult to get rid of it. So if that is what's going on, we would recommend that you don't do that again. Don't put the shredded mulch back on. Only use the bark mulch that's in pieces. That seems to not have the issue. It's the shredded mulch that attracts and contains artillery fungus. I would try the Jomax deck wash and cleaner. I think you'll have better success with that than you did with straight bleach, okay?
Yes.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Minnesota, where Gordon has a question about garage moisture. What's going on, Gordon?
I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I've got a two-stall garage. It's divided. It's a tuck-under garage. The house is a walkout, so the back side of the garage is below grade, and it ramps up from the front to the back. In the springtime, first couple of months in the spring, the garage floor is wet, and I believe that it's wicking up or coming up from under the floor. I don't believe it's just condensation forming on the top. My question is there any kind of a sealer or anything that I can do short of knocking out the whole floor? I know that you should have a moisture barrier, some kind of poly under the floor before you pour it if you wanted to put an epoxy coat or something on there.
There's two ways to address a moisture problem in a concrete structure like that. One is to try to make it float, which is not going to happen. And by that I mean when you put all sorts of sealers and caulks and so on these floors or on the walls, you're never going to block out 100% of that moisture. But the more effective thing to do is to reduce the volume of moisture that's getting there to begin with. And I think I can explain why you're seeing that moisture on the floor in the spring. Because concrete is very hydroscopic. It's like a sponge. Imagine if you stuck the end of a sponge in some water, how quickly that entire sponge fills up with moisture. That's what happens with concrete. So the first thing I want you to address is the sources of moisture, and they're very likely to be the spring rains and the drainage control of the foundation perimeter. It happens to almost everybody. So the walls that surround that below grade space, we want to make sure that there's gutters on that, covering that side of the roof, that are not only there, they're sized properly, which means you have at least one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface, and that the downspouts are extended well away from the foundation. We're talking 4 to 6 feet. The second thing to do is to make sure that the soil slopes away and there's nothing trapping moisture against the house like landscaping. If you do those two things, you'll dramatically reduce the amount of moisture that's getting up against that concrete, and that will stop the moisture that's from pulling up under the floor and perhaps even through the walls. Now, as for a sealant, what I would recommend you do, because this is a garage floor, is to simply paint it with an epoxy paint. These epoxy finishes now are terrific. They're pretty easy to use. They're a two-part mix. Usually when you buy the epoxy kit, you'll have a gallon that's about three-quarters filled with product, and then a quart can that's the hardener. You mix the two together, and you basically paint the floor. And sometimes there's like color chips that you can drop into paint that help hide dirt. And when it dries, it's a chemical reaction. It's really hard, and it really adheres well to the floor. And I think that will stop some of the residual moisture that's left. But try to control as much moisture as you can before you take that step. And between the two, I think you'll be good to go.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. As far as that epoxy, everything that I've seen says to not apply it to a floor that gets damp. There's a plastic test, and you tape a piece of plastic down, and it moisture forms.
Yeah, personally, I think that's a really silly test, but people seem to like it. Look, all concrete floors are going to contain some level of moisture. As long as it's not excessively wet, then I think you'll be okay. Now, there usually is an etching material, like an etching wash that you use first. So I would do that just to make sure the floor is ready to accept it. But if you pick a nice dry day, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, well, I thank you for the insight. Appreciate your time.
You're listening to The Money Pit, presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus you can book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Coming up, does your patio need a pick-me-up? Well, if it looks worn or it's dirty and cracked and maybe it just looks tired, we have an innovative new solution to tell you all about that's inexpensive and easy to do. I mean, as easy as stacking blocks. That's coming up next. Hey, 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 Molly, hey. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, as we are spending more time outdoors, you may be thinking it's time to update your patio. If it looks a little worn, a little cracked, a little weathered, we have got a great solution for you that is easier and more affordable than you might think. Chris Clare is with Pavestone and joins us now to talk about the Milano system. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, how are you, Tom? Good to see you.
I love this system. So for those that are not familiar, Milano is a paver brick, but not a full thickness one. It's about half thickness, I would say, and it's designed to go on top of your old, nasty, dirty, cracked patio and leave it looking spectacular. Is that about right?
That is, yes. It's 30 millimeters thick, so just over an inch thick. It's a multi-piece pattern. When you see it, you've got three different sizes on there. It's a good way to just take an old, weathered, cracked concrete and just freshen it up, give it a much more rich appearance than what you typically see on just a plain gray, mold cracked up concrete.
Now, generally when you do a paver project, and we harp on this because people get it wrong all the time, you've got to dig out the grade, you've got to put crushed gravel in, you've got to tamp, so it's really rock solid, almost like a road bed, and then put the pavers on top of it. The nice thing about Milano is you're avoiding all of that work and all of the failures of paver brick systems when people don't do the work and they get weeds and stuff that come up through it. Milano just goes right on top of the old patio, so there is no real prep beyond that, is there?
No prep at all, hardly. I mean, it has got to be one of the easiest systems that we offer at Pavestone. I could tell you that I've got a friend whose wife did, while he was out of town, did a 100-square-foot patio, knocked it out in 2 hours, overlaying their existing concrete pad. So 2 hours, they told me they had somewhere around $250 between the pavers, the sand, and adhesive. You know, you'll typically use the adhesive to bond the pavers to existing concrete around the edge. Kind of gives you a horizontal lock, keeps the pavers from shifting side to side. But, you know, $250, I mean, she turned a old beat-up concrete into, you know, the brand-new deck where she spends time with, she puts a fire pit out there, spends time with her family, that sort of thing. So it's now a focal point of their backyard.
That's awesome. So basically with the adhesive, you're only gluing, like, the outside sort of couple of rows, and that is what sort of locks the whole thing in so you don't get any of these Milano pavers that sort of slip off the edge of the old patio. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, with any paver system, you're trying to get a horizontal, a rotational, and a vertical lock. By having that concrete underneath, gives you a really good sub base, and that's your vertical lock. The horizontal lock comes from doing the adhesive around the edge of the concrete and locking that edge restraint, if you will, onto the concrete and keeps the pavers from shifting back and forth. And then you get your rotational lock from whatever pattern you decide to choose. So being that the Milano is a three-piece system, it's all rectangular and squares. You can do a one-piece pattern, two-piece pattern, three-piece pattern. You can do, you know, running bond, you can keep it random. There's so much you can do with it. You can do a parquet pattern, 2x2 with a smaller brick size. There's just a lot of options that you can do with this Milano.
Yeah, and I guess you could pick up the Milano and try a couple of different patterns out right on top of your old slab there, and do you find one that really talks to you, and then you're just kind of good to go. You just run with it from there, correct?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful product that comes in blended colors. It kind of has a micro chamfer edge, kind of gives it that worn weathered look, has a rolled slate texture over the top. The weathered flagstone has been such a trending item for the last couple of years. This is kind of a cut weathered flagstone, if you will. It's beautiful.
Now, once they're all in, you have to use traditional paver sand between the joints. Is that correct? So you just sprinkle that on, sweep it in, and then you're pretty much good to go?
Yep. Yep, that's it. So, you know, concrete by nature is not going to always be level. So I do recommend, you know, putting a little bit of sand underneath the pavers, just leveling out, you know, your low spots in the concrete. So once you've leveled out the low spots on the concrete and you've put your band around the outside using adhesive and banded with your Milano on the exterior, after that, it's you're just laying and going. And then you take your sand, fill in the joints. That'll help with your rotational lock. And you're good to go.
What a great weekend project with just a couple of days' work. You can totally transform your old cracked and weathered patio, set up the fire pit, bring out the dining chairs, and you are good to go.
Absolutely.
Chris Clare, the National Account Manager with Pavestone. Thanks so much, Chris, for stopping by and bringing us up to speed on Milano. What a great system.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Still ahead, don't let ticks ruin your summer fun. We're going to tell you how these bugs like to hitch a ride and how you can avoid bites after this.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Join us at The Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all of your home projects right at the Angie app, so make sure you download it today.
And if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might also like our podcast. You'll find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Beverly in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a house. It's just been built a year and a half ago. But I have a covered patio, and my builder put cedar posts up there. The rest of my trim is all white. So I wanted to cover or paint the cedar, but he's telling me I can't do it because I'll rot them out. And that doesn't sound right to me, but I'm not sure.
So what would you, in a perfect world, Beverly, what would you like to see in those cedar posts? Would you like them to be white and match the rest of the house?
Yeah, all of my trim is white, and so I would rather them be white. They're a year and a half old now, so they're starting to turn the cedar look and get all dark.
Right. Are they kind of decorative?
No.
Okay. So here's what I would do. The first thing, I'm going to recommend a staining process. So the first thing you're going to do is prime them with an oil-based primer or a solvent-based primer. And then you're going to stain them. And I would use a solid color stain. And a solid color stain is not going to look like paint, so it won't tend to peel. It'll fade over time. But it'll soak in really nicely. And you can get a white stain, a solid white stain. And it'll look quite attractive. Painting wood does not cause it to rot. It prevents it from rotting.
It just requires a lot of repainting.
Yeah. I mean, he said if I covered it or painted them, that it causes the moisture to pull to the base and then they rot.
I would disagree with that. I think if you stain them, you'll find that they're quite attractive and that the moisture will work in and out just fine.
Good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Good luck with that project. You're very welcome.
Well, we are in what is traditionally the hottest part of the summer, and it's also the most active time of year for many types of insects, including ticks. That's why it's really important to take steps to make sure those ticks don't ruin your summer fun. We went for a hike recently, and wherever you saw the branches of the overgrown grass, like leaning into the trail a little bit, man, there were ticks on the end of it, just waiting to jump on whenever you walk by. You can see them, and yeah, and it's not good, so you have to be really careful.
Yeah, I mean, you do need to be careful because ticks and the Lyme disease that they carry, I mean, they're major threats to your health. So you've got to be smart about protecting yourself and your family whenever you go outside. Now, always, you should wear long sleeves. You should tuck your pant cuffs into your boots or your socks. And when you can, choose lighter colors because that's going to make it a lot easier for you to spot the ticks on you. And then you've got to layer on the insect repellent that's designed to be applied to both your skin and your clothing. I mean, they're two very different, and you do have to look at the packaging to make sure you've got the right one.
Yeah, and whenever you're outdoors, try to stay to the center of those hiking paths. And when you're done, when you're home, make sure you inspect yourself and your kids for any ticks that may have hitchhiked their way back to your house. If you get rid of them quickly, you'll be doing it before the bites happen, and you'll be totally safe as a result.
Yeah, and save the tick. I've learned this many times. Like, you know, usually I peel them off the kids and then stomp them immediately, and, you know, we're done. But the pediatrician always said bring the tick in a bag just so that they can take a look and sort of rule out.
So they want to test it?
Yeah, they would test it. They can look at it. They can tell you what kind of tick it is.
About that.
So it's good to try to do that when you can.
But it's not as much fun as crushing them, though.
No, because, you know, it's really satisfying.
Because, you know, they're ticks.
You're like, you jerk ticks. You attacked my children. Stomp, stomp. But no, put it in a bag. All right, heading out to Kansas where Mike is on the line. What can we do for you today?
Hi. My girlfriend and I purchased a house about 3 years ago. And when we did, we had it inspected naturally. And the inspectors told us that our roof was in pretty good condition. It only had one layer. And the previous homeowner said that it was about 7 years old. This year, we've been having some leaking issues, and we had our insurance inspector come out and inspect it, and he said that really there was not a whole lot we could do, that it was just a minor leak, and he put some caulk on it, and that it would be okay. That was about 3, maybe 4 months ago, and then a couple weeks ago, we've been getting all this rain, and the leak is happening again. So I went up there and kind of looked around.
Okay.
And I found what I believe is the source of the leak, and I noticed something kind of odd. Where the water is pooling up at, there's a bunch of little green granules. I'm imagining that's from the previous set of shingles, because the shingles we have on there now are gray. So I'm not sure if our inspector was wrong, we've actually got more than one layer up there, or what the reason for those granules being there would be, and if that's something that we could actually bring to our insurance adjusters and say, hey, you know, there's something seriously wrong here.
Well, the insurance adjuster is not going to help you with a defect in the construction of the house. If you have a leak that's caused by a storm, that's something the insurance adjuster can help you with because that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. You have a pitched roof with asphalt shingles?
Mm-hmm.
And in the area where it leaks, are you near any intersections of anything with that roof? By intersection, I mean, does a chimney come through there? Does a pipe come through there? Do two roofs sort of intersect together at opposing angles? Is there a space where the roof matches, like meets up with the exterior wall of the house, anything like that?
Yeah, it's at the back of the house toward the kitchen, and I'm not sure if the correct term is valley, where the roof kind of comes together and it all drains down. Gutter is that.
And is that valley where the contractor applied the caulk that you're calling it?
I'm not sure exactly where he applied it. He just said that they did.
Well, look, and how old is the roof?
The previous homeowner said it was about 7 years, and that was 2 years ago. So now it's about 9-10 years old.
And he said there was one layer?
According to the inspectors and the previous homeowner, there's one layer.
So that means that the old layer was removed and the new layer was put on was a fiberglass shingle. And fiberglass shingles that are about 10 years old, some of them have this issue with cracking or checking. And essentially they develop fractures in them where leaks can occur. The only way to really see it is literally beyond the roof looking straight down at it. And if you see it, it'll be obvious to you. It kind of looks like a fissuring kind of pattern. But, I mean, clearly you've got a roof leak. Caulking is not the solution ever. If it's in the valley would need to be taken apart and re-roofed. And one way to kind of narrow down where it is, and you may not be the person to do this, but a good contractor or roofer could do this, is to take a garden hose and start wetting the roof down, but starting down low and working your way up. So, for example, if I thought the valley was leaking, I might let a hose run there for an hour or two and see if I can spot a leak underneath it. But I'd be careful not to put the water up too higher than the valley so that if it did leak, I knew exactly where it was happening. Does that make sense?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you working on this July weekend? And I say it's July weekend, but oh my goodness, we're almost in August. So you're running out of summertime for summer projects. So give us a call now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie, so download the app today. Just ahead, concrete is the material that we usually think about for more heavy-duty uses like a sidewalk or a foundation, but it's actually a really popular product that you can use for fun crafts. We're going to tell you how next.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Catch the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now, Janie reached out to us at moneypit.com. She wants to help her aunt out, so she writes, "My 92-year-old aunt still lives in her one-story 1963-built home where the winter temps are 20s and 30s and 90s in the summer. She had radiant heat in the ceilings, but it doesn't work in a couple of the rooms. It's a 2,400-square-foot house and has a full, unfinished basement. She wants to upgrade the house before she sells it. What is the best heating and cooling system for the house?" This is ambitious for anybody, let alone a 92-year-old lady.
Yeah, it's a big project. And, you know, I mean, I think it's awesome you're helping her out. A 1963 house is actually a really good year for houses. Homes do have good years. And the homes from the 60s are generally really well built. The quality of lumber is awesome. You normally have hardwood floors that were put in by the builders that were very quickly covered with carpet for decades, so they don't really haven't really worn too much, right? But in terms of the radiant heat, that's the one thing that is, oh, man, I hate to hear that, because radiant heat is really, really expensive. And if she's in an area of the country where you got full-blown winters, I'm sure it's costing her a lot. But listen, the real estate market is really hot right now, Janie, so I would not replace that heating system until you check with a real estate agent, or you could have a home inspection done for the seller's purposes, which is your aunt. The home inspector will know, you know, what the strengths and weaknesses are of the house and maybe help you make that decision. But I just want to see you put a lot of money in, because right now the market is so crazy hot. People are buying houses and tearing them down, so you may be wasting your money. So I would definitely get some further advice on from the market perspective. And if you do have to put a system in, go with a high-efficiency heat pump. It's going to be a lot less expensive than the radiant heat, and you can do air conditioning and heating in the same set of ducts.
And listen, Janie, buyers are certainly paying way above asking, even when the house needs a ton of work. So definitely chat with a realtor.
Well, concrete is a building material we usually think about for heavy projects like sidewalks or foundations. But it's actually become a very popular product you can use for some really cool craft projects, too. Leslie shares some ideas in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, this comes to us from our friends over at QuickCrete. Now, they've got a bunch of videos on their website with concrete craft projects. And one that I thought was really neat looking was making concrete vases. And they actually are super easy to do. So now QuickCrete has the step-by-step right on their site. But generally, here's how the project's going to work. First, you've got to pick up some QuickCrete concrete countertop mix. Now, while it's a high-strength product that's designed for countertops, it actually works great for casting projects like making these vases or even pendant lights. And it comes in two colors, gray and white, and it's designed to flow, which is exactly what you need for this project. Now, to make the vase, you want to take a plastic bottle and you drill a hole right in the top. It's got to be big enough to fit a pen, a test tube, some sort of vessel that will contain the water once it's the vase. So something that's going to go into the concrete, you'll put the water in and put your stem in. Really easy peasy, but you got to find the right thing. Now, then you turn that bottle upside down and you cut off some of the bottom and then you fill that bottle with the concrete mix. And it's about 18 to 20 hours for it to cure. Then you want to cut the plastic away from that concrete. At this point, the concrete's going to be solid, but the edges are still going to be soft enough so you can sand out or cut away any of the rough spots or something that just doesn't seem right. And what you're left with is a vase with the shape of the inside of the bottle that you use as a mold. And that tube, that's what holds the water. That's what holds the flower or the stem or whatever it is. It's a great project. The white looks awesome. The gray looks awesome. It's great left natural. You can paint them. Whatever you want, you can stain them. They really are gorgeous, and it's super fun to do. So check out the entire video at quickcrete.com and then click on how to videos.
That's quickcrete.com. Quickcrete, it's what America is made of. And I guess if you take on this project, it's what some beautiful concrete vases are made of too. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, drains that clog can be a real hassle of home ownership. They happen always at the least convenient moment, and they can be a real pain in the neck to fix. They may come with the territory, but they don't have to be complicated to free up. We're going to share some tricks of the trade to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The game between the San Diego Padres and the Washington Nationals suspended in the sixth inning Saturday night after a shooting outside Nationals Park that caused echoes of gunfire inside the stadium and prompted fans to scramble for safety. Four people were shot outside. Investigators believe, based on preliminary information, that one of the victims may have been an employee of the stadium. Meanwhile, the conclusion of the game will be played on Sunday afternoon before the regularly scheduled game. Federal health officials have ordered the exemption of unaccompanied migrant children from a ban on migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border.
The CDC issued this order on Friday. It confirms a temporary exception ordered back in February from a total asylum ban issued in October. However, with COVID-19 vaccination rates climbing, the change implies the Biden administration is considering a gradual lifting of the asylum ban.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting. A California mountain town evacuated Saturday as a rapidly growing wildfire also forced a cancellation of a number of events. The Tamarack Fire is now about 10 square miles now and burning near Markleyville, close to the Nevada state line. Cash registers are ringing a little louder these days.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.6% in June. After dialing back their spending in May in favor of vacations and other services, Americans spent more last month on clothing and electronics as well as dining out. Bars and restaurants saw their sales rise 2.3%. Clothing stores were up 2.6%. And electronics shops saw their sales gain 3.3%. The overall increase came as a surprise to Wall Street analysts who had expected June sales to fall slightly, though at least one economist suggests higher prices could account for the rise. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Lawsuits in California are seeking potential class action damages from Dow Chemical and its successor company over a widely used bug killer linked to brain damage in children.
Chlorpyrifos is approved for use on more than 80 crops such as oranges, berries, grapes, and almonds. California banned sales of the pesticide last year. Some other states, including New York, have moved to ban it. The lawsuits allege that at least 100,000 homes in the nation's largest agricultural state may need to toss out everything from sofas to teddy bears because they're contaminated with the pesticide.
Jeremy House reports the company says it believes the product is safe. Tourists and the travel industry venting frustration and anger as Saturday after Britain reversed a plan to ease travel restrictions in France just 2 days after they were due to start. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Notre Dame University announced that Chick-fil-A will open a campus next year despite resistance from some students and staff.
Senator Lindsey Graham declared it a big win and said, "Well done to all the patriots at Notre Dame who stood up for Chick-fil-A and against the cancel culture." He continued, "Always remember to order the number one with a Coke Zero. Can't go wrong." Despite the fact that students have overwhelmingly requested a Chick-fil-A on campus, some radical students and faculty at Notre Dame expressed outrage over the prospect of the fast food chain opening on campus due to its past donations to Christian groups and its support of biblical one-man, one-woman marriage. Patrick Frost reporting.
Several members of a multi-million dollar online opiate drug ring will be spending time behind bars after their sentencing. They were part of a dark web operation based in suburban Salt Lake City that shipped tens of thousands of fake pills laced with the opioid fentanyl to people nationwide in 2016. More at townhall.com.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Aaron Bell, nicknamed Billy Goat Bell, became the first Superior Court judge in Shasta County in 1880 and served until 1891. It was he who gave the order to move the county seat from Shasta to Redding. The first high school in Shasta County was established in Judge Aaron Bell's nine-room house at the corner of West and Placer Streets in Redding in 1899. In 1902, a new high school was completed facing Placer Street. Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Hope you had a great weekend full of lots of parties and get-togethers. It seems like all of America is making up for lost time, and I'm so glad about it. Don't let this whole Delta variant affect you. Keep living your lives. So my goodness, it seems like people seem to be invested in somehow restricting people. I guess the only thing really left is to find out what schools are going to be like in September, and we can get the masks off when you go on planes or in airports. That will be the next big goal. But we'll see about that. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The Taliban are laughing it up. And why not? The Taliban have taken control of most of Afghanistan in just weeks, often without firing a shot. Afghan troops are surrendering, handing over posts and weapons.
Embarrassing and undeniable. Leaving Afghanistan the way we are doing it is a flat-out mistake. And it's all because of President Biden's gut feeling. Where is the Republican condemnation? As Chris Christie said on Sunday, They all seem scared.
Number two.
To all you kids down there, I was once a child with a dream, looking up to the stars. To the next generation of dreamers, if we can do this, just imagine what you can do.
I just loved it. The Billionaire Boys Club gives a civilian space race we all can benefit from. How Richard Branson changed the game, while Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos plan to take it up a notch, while socialist icon Bernie Sanders mocks the competition because some people are poor with bad health insurance. We'll debate it.
Number one.
Do you think the priorities of National Democrats may have been misplaced?
Yes, I do. I believe those priorities, they really were misplaced. And it's almost insulting what we have witnessed over the last few years.
I can't believe what I was hearing, and I hope it's true. Eric Adams on misplaced priorities of Democrats. Remember, crime matters. We've been telling you that. The Dems are in a panic mode because now the polls revealed we were all right. President Biden speaks on crime today and meets with Eric Adams and others today. He's the New York City likely mayoral primary. He is the winner and likely to be the next mayor of New York City. It looks like the defund the police crowd has a reality problem. Are the Dems beginning to realize Americans want law and order, and the people that need law and order are the most vulnerable, the working class? And those are the ones who are in the line of fire. I was staggered to see and heartened to a degree that the rich areas in New York City seem fine. Very few, there's carjacking, some more burglaries, but for the most part, they're unhurt by this pandemic rise in crime, unhurt by the Black Lives Matter protests. You know who's hurt? These working class areas, the places that are most vulnerable, that need the most protection. People want to work their way out of those areas in many respects. And Eric Adams came up in those areas. For 22 years, he was a captain. Rose said, captain in the NYPD, he was a big critic of the police. He said he was treated poorly as a young black man, a young black kid, and he wanted to change things when he got in there. He was very critical. So people like Ray Kelly and others were critical right back at Eric Adams. And he went into politics, state senator, then borough president. And now he changed. He changed from a guy who was concerned with transportation and education in New York to law and order. And he won. Does that show America wants law and order more than they care about party politics? I hope. Cut one.
I believe for the first time we're going to see a coordinated effort between the president, the governor, the mayor, to go after the flow of guns in our city. We're going to see the remake of a anti-gun unit that's going to do precision policing, focusing on gangs and guns. We're going to have a coordinated effort to ensure our gun suppression unit receives the resources they deserve. And then we're going to be extremely comfortable with going to our judges and stating we can't have people who participate in gun violence and they're out the next day. That's unacceptable. We need to send a clear message that our streets are going to be safe.
And I get the sense he's going hard against Cuomo. About time. He's the one who did this whole bail reform thing. He's the one who's getting rid of immunity in New York. He's for keeping qualified immunity back in New York. He said, if you're chasing down a suspect who's got a gun and you happen to shoot a civilian, obviously by mistake, and you're a cop, you should not get sued. However, if you're abusing the privilege that the badge gives you, that should be a problem, and you should have the union cooperate on that. He is for that. I'm heartened by that. It's a reality check. And I'm willing to, I have hope, but I'm not going to buy in unless I see it. He's got to be Curtis Sliwa, and then he's got to do some of the things he's saying. But don't act as though President Biden is on your side. The law and order President Biden, when he's Senator Biden, is gone. All he talks about is the victims. And all he talks about is the guns and the manufacturers. He doesn't talk about the criminals, and that's the issue. One last thing from Eric Adams, cut two.
And it's possible. They go together. You can have public safety and reform. I know it. I testified in federal court about the overabuse of stop and frisk. I led the call with the organization I started and other civil rights leaders. So what we must do, we must send the right message to our police departments. We have some amazing officers. We're going to say, I have your back, but you're going to have the back of the public, and we're going to rid out those officers that should not be part of the noble profession of public safety.
Listen, you can say what you want, but how many people do you know have spent 22 years in law enforcement? Okay? You can only be so left if you're in law enforcement. And you don't become captain if you're bad at it. I know about all the conflicts. I don't know the details, but I know about the conflicts between the commissioners here. I get it. But the fingers are crossed that he looks at the practicality of the situation, the people that are most vulnerable. And it's not just a black and white situation. You don't walk around and say the white supremacy is the issue and cops have to be reimagined. But here's his problem. Eric Adams is an anomaly. He'll lose, and Pelosi loses the squad if she signs on to this doctrine. Even if he's mouthing the words and doesn't mean it, nobody on the left, far left, wants it. And without the far left, you do not have a solid party, sadly, in terms of the votes, especially in the House. And they're looking at police reform now, though that's really having trouble getting out of the blocks. And just so you know, I think this is resonating. I think Reverend Al Sharpton even said it. Of all things, cut five.
It is just as biased to act like it is normal to see 100 people shot in Chicago over the weekend, and it's like, okay, that's them, that's how they act. That is racist in its nature, to act like that this kind of behavior is what people expect out of us, which means they don't see us as full human beings that have children that are going to grow up and be productive, that have grandmothers that should in their last years not have to worry about is a bullet going to fly through the window. So I think the media must be just...
So that's interesting, right?
Just as dealing,
you know,
with...
We get the gist of it. That I'm fine with that, Eric. Because we just got... That's Al Sharpton. It's just as biased to say that people in the inner city in low-income areas don't want law and order. They hate the cops. It's just not true. And it's biased to these. I agree with him. I can't believe I'm saying that. I really agree with him. That's the closest you have Al Sharpton saying black-on-black crime is an issue. Next, space race. What a relief. To go to Truth and Consequences, New Mexico, I think that's the town, and watch Richard Branson on a space plane, and they know they lost someone a few years ago on the same experiment. They go up in a plane, and then they blast off on this plane into the sky. They go 50 miles above the Earth into space. They have zero gravity. They come down. The plane lands, and everything's reusable. This is pretty significant. Now, would you pay $600,000 for that? Well, if $600,000 felt like $60, and that means you're a multi-billionaire, yeah, I'd pay that. Absolutely. Richard Branson's 70-something years old. He went and did it. It shows you civilians can do it. I guess he played a small role, but for the most part, his job was to look out. Now, having said that, Jeff Bezos says, I'm going to try that. Elon Musk has SpaceX. He's already bringing people back and forth to the space station, combining with all the infrastructure of NASA, as I think that the... so did Richard Branson, and now you have next week Jeff Bezos will do something. He think he goes 65 miles. Think they go a little bit different. They will blast off. They will not fly out. Bernie Sanders sees nothing but problems with this. He said, here on Earth, in the richest country in the world, half our people live paycheck to paycheck. People are struggling to feed themselves, struggling to see a doctor. But hey, the rich and smartest guys in the world are off in outer space, tax billionaires. You know how many people they employ in doing that? Do you know how much will they? Do you know how much? How many people they were inspired by doing this? How much more civilian you could have another section of the economy, civilian space travel, which by the way you could tax, and then you have rich people using their resources to help the country and help the world. I have no problem with that. Do you? Am I jealous of that? I didn't think it would be a problem, but some people only see socialism. And see the rich having fun. If Richard Branson hops in a balloon and wants to go around the world, I don't know. That's feeding his ego. But when you try to set up civilian space travel and take the risk yourself in doing it and do this over the course of 20-plus years in the middle of the desert where it's 120 degrees and you lose the lives of somebody and you have to go back and do it again, and then you see them achieve their goal, what is wrong with that? They're special people. They have a gene that we don't, that I don't have. And I'm so glad they have it. Because of their risks, then soon that'll become everyday living for so many people. Here's Richard Branson's reaction after the flight. Cut eight.
99.99% was beyond my wildest dreams. I mean, it's impossible to describe. I should try. But, I mean, you know, what it's like, going from... 0 to 3 Mach in 7 or 8 seconds, and then you know, as you go into space, it's just the views are breathtaking. I mean, I'm definitely still up there. We're going to come down with a big thump soon. Anyway, it's so thrilling when a sort of lifetime's dream comes true.
I mean, why do you have to bring up class warfare when you just have somebody who's took great risks in his life, continues to do it and test himself? Just understand, that's the smartest kid in the class you're in. Those are the ones taking risks. I appreciate that. Why can't you appreciate other people's assets and attributes? It looks like, so as I mentioned, Jeff Bezos said they're definitely in competition. They won't admit it. But Elon Musk seems to be more of a supporter. He's going for something different. He's got a different focus on space travel. I think he wants to make it into the moon. And my goodness, you're going to doubt Elon Musk? He is paid, evidently, to be one of the passengers, maybe even the next flight. So think about that. Blue Origin. The tweet from Bezos was from Blue Origin. Here we go. From the beginning. New Shepard, this is about the Blue Origin, which will be going up next week. Blue Origin, from the beginning, New Shepard was designed to fly above the Kármán line, so none of our astronauts have an asterisk next to their name. For 96% of the world's population, space begins at 100 kilometers up the internationally recognized Kármán line. That's like over 60 miles. I get it. Bezos is to take place about 200 miles southeast of Spaceport America in Van Horn, Texas, where his rocket company Blue Origin launches its New Shepard rocket. And although Blue Origin has yet to fly any people, 15 unsuccessful unscrewed tests of the fully automated system convinced the company it would be safe to put Jeff Bezos and his brother on the first flight with people aboard. Keep in mind, he does it, becomes safe for everybody else. 1-866-408-7669. Do you believe it was a waste of time? Billionaire Boys Club, gone at it? Do you think that wasn't inspirational to many? I think it is, and I think it's going to open up a whole new part of our economy. Why wouldn't you think so? And I think it's great for NASA, too. Puts pressure on the federal government to continue to fund a trip to Mars, and we need it, because China is there, and they're right there. When we come back, the folly of leaving Afghanistan the way we're doing it. Don't tell me that Trump was going to do it anyway. Not like this. Back in a moment.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. Silversingles.com/radio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teenager from Omaha who organized a blood drive on behalf of her little sister makes today's Dean's List. Eden Jackson knows how important it is to donate blood because a few months ago, Eden's six-year-old sister Violet was diagnosed with B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Part of her treatment at Omaha's Children's Hospital was to receive blood transfusions. Eden's mom, Wendy, says she's thankful that blood was available for Violet and wanted to pay it forward so she herself gave blood too. Her other daughter, 16-year-old Eden, saw what her sister was going through and wanted to get even more people involved to help others, so she's been organizing community blood drives with the American Red Cross. Her efforts are needed right now because across the U.S., blood supplies are critically low due to the pandemic. Eden's blood drive was a huge success, with many coming out to support the cause. Eden, thank you for raising awareness, and Violet, we're praying for your good health to continue. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
Yeah, they should deploy. Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Amy Poehler of Fox's Duncanville, which Monday nights brings the relatable animated laughs of 15-year-old Duncan Harris and family.
Parenting today is this very weird mix of old and new school stuff, and being a teenager still feels like you're misunderstood. I feel like there's so many places that a person could come in to the show, whether it be the anxious mom who's worried about what her dumb son's going to do, or it's the dumb son who thinks he could be a tech genius.
Poehler is among the star voice cast. She's also co-creator and executive producer of the series and says they have fun pushing the envelope while working within the world of broadcast.
It should feel a little edgy because we want young people to feel like they're watching something that's a little too old for them. It's like, why The Simpsons was so brilliant. Like, people forget The Simpsons was on broadcast TV. Like, they didn't get to say and do whatever they wanted, but it always felt a little too adult.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We're certainly watching with deep concern, Chris, the deteriorating security situation and the violence, which is, of course, way too high, and the advances and the momentum that the Taliban seems to have right now. I mean, we're not unmindful of that, Chris. We're watching it and monitoring it, which is why we are, again, working with our Afghan partners to encourage them to use the capacity and the capability that we know they have, and we know that they know how to defend their country. This is a time for them to step up and to do exactly that.
I feel bad for Admiral Kirby. He knows different. Every military person was against the way you're pulling out. You could sit there at home and say it's about time 20 years, but it's too simple. It's like saying, well, the Jets, it's about time they win the Super Bowl. We waited long enough since 1969. Well, what are you going to do about it? So if you want to get out, you don't just get out. There's a way to get out. Just pulling people out in the middle of the night, not promising an Air Force, not working out the interpreter. By the way, it's haphazard at the very least, to be kind. Not working out a way to get your interpreters and allies out, which, by the way, if things worked out, they should want to stay in Afghanistan that they helped settle. Number two is, can you gradually pull out the Air Force? Do you have to pull them out the same day? The latest, they say we have over-the-horizon capability. Evidently, it's 800 miles. It's going to take hours to help out should something come down. And the Taliban is taking province after province, and they're laying down their weapons because there's no leadership, because we've been their leaders and we left overnight. It's the way we're doing it. And that's what Governor Chris Christie said. We know that Trump wanted to do it. but it doesn't mean the Republicans have to be quiet and watch this mess. Cut 15.
The lesson learned is coming, because I do think this is a mistake not to leave 3,000, 3,500 troops there. I think it's a mistake. The fact is that if the Taliban retakes, which I think most military experts believe they will.
It's already happening.
Right. That we once again find ourselves, you know, I heard the president just saying, you know, we can't live in a world as if it was 20 years ago. Well, he's going to make it the world that's 20 years ago by pulling these troops out. We're going to rewrite history one more time again. That could become a den and a nest for terrorists. And I will tell you, as the U.S. attorney in New Jersey, right after 9/11, we don't want to live that life again.
We don't. Here's more from Christie, cut 16.
And let me be clear. I think Trump was wrong, too.
Yeah.
I think he was wrong to negotiate with the Taliban. I think it was a mistake. The Taliban is not a credible force to negotiate with. So I'm with you. I'm not trying to pin this on President Obama or President Biden exclusively. Trump deserves some of the blame here, too. It's going to come back to bite us. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's going to come back.
But listen, General Keane and Lindsey Graham both told me separately that the one thing about President Trump, they know the spirit of what he wanted to do, but they tell him this is how to do it, and he'd be open to it. He would be open to it. He does not believe Trump would have left this situation the way he did, and evidently he answered that question, too. And do you know Joe Biden has almost nobody siding with him, that it was his gut that told him to pull out the way he's doing it? And he's all over the place. Oh, it didn't work. It did work. We achieved our goals. We didn't achieve our goals. Which one is it? Put it in the prompter or tell him. Whisper in his ear or put it on one of his cards. And everybody who has remained quiet, who knows better, that doesn't work for President Biden. I know if you're in an impossible situation, if you're Admiral Kirby, he knows different. But what's he supposed to do? He's State Department spokesman. He's going to get in there and say, well, if it was up to me and I was still in uniform, I'd want to stay and work it out. And keep in mind, not a hot war. Nobody died this year there, thankfully. No one died. I think one person died last year. They said it was a rogue act. So you had a situation where by being there, we had stability and bought some time, certainly for the women. I know you can't free women around the world. We don't want to do that, even the Me Too era. But all these women are going to be ripped out of schools. The burqa's going to go back on. And we have to act like no big deal. It is a big deal. We come back, Jake Beckett will be with us. He's running for Congress. Guy was a New England Patriot star and a veteran in the U.S. Army.
In the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rose Byrne and Donald Gleason, who return to the world of Peter Rabbit for part two, The Runaway. Now they've got this work with CG rabbits down.
I was pretty overwhelmed the first film, and this was so much easier. Understanding it and all the different, there's so many more heads of department that you're dealing with who are in doing, trying to do their job while you're trying to do your job. So just adjusting, and you just know each other better. You know, obviously Donald and I knew each other better, and the characters know each other better, and all of it.
Sometimes you're just acting with absolutely zero and trying to pretend that something's running all over you. And I think that was particularly hard for some of the stuff that Rose had to do, because you have to get serious with the rabbit sometimes, like do serious acting with something that just isn't there.
Yeah, and then Rose, how much fun is it to have this franchise on your resume for the young fans in your life?
Oh, it's so lovely. You know, I dropped my boy at school yesterday, and I had all these kids come up to me and say, did you play in Peter Rabbit? I mean, what's better? I was dying. I was like, it was so cute.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Sam did it for me. He used it. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood. For saying he didn't have the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. More than a year after then President Trump took part in a controversial photo op outside a burned St. John's Church in Lafayette Park, federal judge Dabney Friedrich tossed a lawsuit that pointed the finger at the former commander-in-chief. The American Civil Liberties Union, Black Lives Matter, and other groups sued, arguing Trump, then Attorney General Bill Barr, and others ordered law enforcement to physically remove protesters so the photo op could take place. On June 9th, the Inspector General for the Department of the Interior found that narrative to be false, and that protesters were cleared so a protective fence could later be installed. The judge's dismissal comes just weeks after the Biden Justice Department moved to dismiss the lawsuit. DOJ claims Trump can't be sued because he was president at the time of the incident. Judge Friedrich, a Trump appointee, did allow the lawsuit to move forward against D.C. police. Her reasoning, the police department is not subject to federal immunity laws. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The Taliban are laughing it up in this video reposted by a Kabul police spokesman. And why not? The Taliban have taken control of most of Afghanistan in just weeks, often without firing a shot. Afghan troops are surrendering, handing over posts and weapons. The Taliban give each soldier the equivalent of $80. Pocket money for the trip home. The United States spent more than $80 billion to train and equip Afghan security forces. The return on investment so far is low.
Wow, return on investment so far not good. It's not okay. This was all preventable. This is a self-inflicted wound. Joining us now is Jake Beckett, GOP candidate for Senate in Arkansas, former defensive end for the New England Patriots, and veteran of the U.S. Army of the 101st Airborne Division. Jake, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on. Great to be on with you.
Hey, Jake, what seat are you vying for?
U.S. Senate in the state of Arkansas.
So, okay, so it's not the House. It's for the Senate. First off, what's your reaction to the way we're leaving Afghanistan?
Well, first and foremost, I deployed to Iraq with the 101st Airborne Division. I know what it's like to be in a failed Middle Eastern state. And, you know, look, we have to there's a balance to be struck here, right, between protecting and defending the homeland against radical Islamic terrorism, but then also not engaging in nation building. We've been there for over 20 years. You know, the some of my best friends in the world in the Army have served and fought in Afghanistan. And look, it's a shame to see the country falling apart, but it's been 20 years. And I think we can protect the homeland, serve our interests as a country by keeping some troops in the region. But I do not think we should be staying there for additional decades on end.
Don't you think gradually pulling out would have made more sense? Maybe the Air Force, we gradually start paying less and less for the soldiers, say this is the schedule in which we're doing it. But by giving a definite day out, it has fueled the Taliban in a way that's getting massive recruiting?
Look, I understand what you're saying. I think the withdrawal could have been done in a more phased and regulated manner. But look, it's been 20 years. And if the Afghans aren't going to be able to support and defend their own country now, I'm not sure if, an additional 6 months or a year would make much of a difference. We would have to keep our focus, keep our eye on the ball on defeating terrorism, protecting the homeland. But also we can't get sucked into to more Middle Eastern wars because we have to keep our eye on China, Russia, the peer and near peer threats that are facing this country in the future.
If you want to keep your eye on China and Russia, wouldn't it be great to have a base between them?
Yeah, absolutely. We have to maintain our regional influence in the area. And you're exactly right. I mean, we can keep a small force that's asymmetrically effective in the region that can protect the homeland, that can send the correct signal to Russia and China without engaging in nation building.
So the number one issue, I think, in this country is crime. And if you won't believe it, what is Joe Biden talking about today? Crime. What is he doing? Why did Eric Adams win the Democratic nomination for mayor of New York City? Crime. Where does it rank for you, Jake?
It's right near the top, Brian. Violent crime is a scourge upon this country. And it's been disgraceful to see Democrats go so radical and try to institute just insane policies like defund the police. Look, we should be adding more police. We should be strengthening law enforcement. We should be supporting our police officers and first responders. Okay, we can't have this system of turnstile justice where violent criminals and felons get arrested and then are released on either zero bail or low bail. Okay, it's a revolving door. You're seeing what's happening in our cities all across the country. It's totally unacceptable. And look, one of the things I want to lead on in Washington is stepping up and securing our cities and defeating violent crime.
That would be something that people took for granted because crime has been heading in the right direction for the longest time. We would say the New York, for example, the safest city. Now it's anything but. Then you look at Seattle and Portland, Oregon, and you see crime up almost 700%. It's a crisis I didn't think I was going to see in my lifetime. But I'm wondering, do you think that if you spend a year saying defund the police, reimagine the police, you have credibility if it says now you back the police?
No, it's insane to see the radical left try to all of a sudden point the finger at Republicans as if we're the ones who want to defund the police. That's totally ridiculous. They've been saying it for a year. I'm sure they're seeing the polling. They want to distance themselves from this issue as quickly as they can, but we can't allow that to happen. The American people know the truth. The American people know that Democrats and the radical left are trying to cripple law enforcement, make it easier for violent felons to get out of prison more rapidly and get back onto the streets. Look, that's unacceptable. And if you go back into our not-so-distant past in this country, there was bipartisan support for reducing violent crime, for supporting police, the mid-90s crime bill. We have to get back to – I think that's a bipartisan solution that both parties are realizing it's a serious issue right now.
Jake, why do you think this is the right time for you to run? Because I mean, through your whole life, you go to your own set of goals. So almost the time when Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee, you decided instead of going for another football contract, I'll go into the Army. And then when you're out of the Army, I think I'm going to go into politics. What's spurring this move?
Well, I've always felt called, Brian, to be where the fight is, and that's why. When I left the NFL, I decided to wear the uniform and serve my country with the 101st Airborne Division. And look, when I got back from deployment in Iraq and I saw what was happening in this country over the past year, 18 months, I realized that my service wasn't finished and that the fight is no longer really on a distant battlefield in Iraq. It's here. It's amongst us. It's political. And I want to be where the fight is. I'm going to get in the fight, and I'm going to fight for the conservative values that Arkansans and millions of Americans care about.
It was kind of interesting, and I'll bring you to this. Matt Damon from an area he used to work in, New England, he was talking to Variety. He's got a movie coming out called Stillwater, and he has to play an oil worker in Oklahoma. We had two great affiliates, including KRMG over in Tulsa. And he says it was the first time he was exposed to Republicans. Listen to what he said and tell me if you – I just want to get your assessment. Cut 39.
Oklahoma is, I think was the reddest state in the last two elections. And you talk to those roughnecks, they're always going to vote. I mean, they're in the oil business. Their livelihood depends on that. He is who he is, and he's from where he's from, and the movie has a lot of empathy for him, and so do we. These guys don't apologize for who they are or what they believe ever. Do you own a gun? Yeah, I got two. Being invited into their homes, into you know, a backyard barbecue, and a guitar comes out, and somebody starts singing church songs, and it's like it's a culturally very specific place and very different from how he and I grew up. So it's really eye-opening for me.
I mean, there's nothing he described that was surprised me about Oklahoma. We've been there a number of times. We have so many listeners there. We're thankful. But I'm surprised that it's such a foreign country to him. Everything that he just described is so foreign. Does it surprise you from a guy who used to work for the Patriots?
No, it does. And, you know, what he's describing sounds like Arkansas, too. You know, it's just right there by Oklahoma, and we share the same values and, you know, very similar culture, traditional American values that, you know, we grew up on. And look, I'm an American patriot, and those are the kind of things that, you know, we take for granted. But some people in, you know, coastal areas of this country they're so far detached from that now. You know, we just have so few common bonds, and it's very disturbing to see.
When you look at race and you see how everything's race, you know, if you say something a little different, well, there's racial tinge. You're a white supremacist. Or you should admit that you're an oppressor or oppressed. That's what everything's about. Is that what it's like in your locker room, the locker rooms you've been in your whole life?
No, absolutely not. And that's the beauty of, you know, having a sports background and a military background. I've been very blessed to have both because those two institutions are true meritocracies. Neither is perfect. But look, when you go into a football locker room or, you know, into an infantry platoon, you know, there's no color. You know, the only thing that matters is you're a part of the team. You're working together towards a common goal to achieve a mission. You know, it's all about performance and camaraderie. And I think the country would do well to remember those lessons and to learn the lessons that traditionally have been imbued by sport and the military.
Did you come across the CRT training when you were in the military? And are you disturbed that it's there now? If not.
No, I did not. I mean, I was very blessed to have President Trump as my commander in chief for my entire tenure. And, you know, that kind of nonsense was not part of the military. It's very disturbing to see that happening now under President Biden. And I'm very disturbed to see CRT and, you know, a lot of this, you know, racially tinged ideology coming into a place that truly has no, you know, it shouldn't be there in the first place. So, but one thing that I will lead on in Washington is, you know, calling this out for what it is. It's anti-American. It's racist. And look, we have to. The military should be focused on lethality and performance, and nothing else. That's all that matters.
Jake Beckett, our guest, played for the Patriots, served in the Army, 101st. Now he's going to be running for a Senate seat in Arkansas. Jake, I don't know what it was like. Where did you grow up? In Arkansas?
Yeah, I grew up in Arkansas, Brian. Born and raised. My dream was to play football for the Hogs. My grandfather, dad, and uncle all played football for the Hogs before me, and so I just wanted to be the
right,
you know, the fourth in a row and not screw up the family legacy.
You didn't. So I know in New York we learned all about civil rights reform. We all learned about the horror of segregation and Jim Crow and black codes and Civil War, what it was about and the transition. We heard all of that. Did you get that in the South? That or was it a war against the states? Don't believe what the North is saying.
No, absolutely. I mean, we got, you know, American history for what it is. You know, it's our history. It's our shared history. Are we a perfect country? No, but this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And it just makes me sick to see, you know, this 1619 project, this woke ideology, people trying to rewrite history, you know, in a manner that seems more fitting for the French Revolution. That's just totally unacceptable. You know, we have to teach true American history. People have to understand the lessons that we've learned over the years, and also just the greatness of this country, the things we've overcome, the strides we've made to form a more perfect union. And, you know, look, it's never perfect. It can always get more perfect. But I'm proud to be an American, and I think every, child and young adult in this country should be too.
I think that if you were wondering what kind of inspiration we are around the world, and the people who are dying to get in here, literally dying to get in, isn't enough of proof for you. Look what's happening in Cuba. They're chanting for freedom, holding American flags. I mean, who else is inspiring people who want to aspire for freedom than the United States of America?
Yeah, it's not just Cuba. It's Hong Kong. It's Venezuela. I mean, the American flag is a symbol of liberty, of hope, of what, you know, mankind can achieve. And that's what should be taught in our schools. I mean, that's what the people of this country have to understand, is that that's what we're fighting for. The people around the world see that, tragically, in some cases, more than we do nowadays. And that's, to me, that's unacceptable, and we have to fight back and take back our classrooms and our institutions of higher learning before it's too late.
Absolutely. So, Jake, if people want to support your run, where do they go?
Go to jakebeckett.com. That's our website, jakebeckett.com. Join the fight with us today. We could not be more excited to get started.
And it's B-E-Q-U-E-T-T-E, even though it's
like
Beckett.
Yeah, JAKEBEQUETTE.com.
And who do you think will be the starting quarterback this year for the Patriots?
It's going to be a battle. You know, I wouldn't bet against Coach Belichick on anything. I think he had a plan getting Mac Jones, and we'll see how it goes.
And do you think that it really irked him that Brady won the Super Bowl?
Yes, he is a competitor, Coach Belichick and Brady both. I think he has something to prove. He has a chip on his shoulder this year. And if I know Coach Belichick, he's going to be pushing that team harder than ever. And I would not bet against New England this year at all.
Right. Sorry, Jets fans. Jake, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Back on the Brian Kilmeade Show in just a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Mike, I understand you need the parts.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Two Boy Scouts that rescued a woman after major floods moved into their area makes today's Dean's List. 16-year-old Joseph Diener and 15-year-old Dominic Viet were out surveying the damage after a big storm brought heavy rainfall to their hometown of Columbia, Missouri. They were out with friends when they heard someone calling for help. A woman submerged in floodwaters was clinging to a basketball hoop. The young men sprung into action, grabbed the woman, and got her to solid ground. Assistant Fire Chief Jerry Jenkins says the two Boy Scouts were very heroic, and not many people would know what to do. Their Scoutmaster, Morgan Daly, says they might get badges for their honorary actions since there is a big emphasis on being prepared in the Scouts. It's their motto, especially in emergency situations. Joseph and Dominic's families are all very proud of their boys, and the woman they rescued is expected to have a full recovery. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh of Black Widow.
Scarlett, I want to start with you. Having been with this character a decade, what perspective or side of Natasha was most important for you to get to show?
I think it was really important to see Natasha off her game. You know, she's someone who up until this point has always been a part of a family of some sort, an organization of some sort, and part of a kind of bigger movement. And suddenly we find her in a place where she's like utterly alone.
And Florence, for you, when you first read Yelena, what trait or characteristic jumped out? And is that still what you like most about her, or did it change from reading script day one to last day of filming?
I really loved how, despite all that she'd gone through, she never came out of that experience as weak or someone that you didn't enjoy hearing from. I really appreciated that everything that came out of her mouth was very honest.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you believe all white people are inherently racist?
So I don't know if you're backing me into a corner with that question, but yes, I do. I do believe that all white people are at some level, at the unconscious level, connected to racism.
And that's Mark Lamont Hill. He used to be a professor at, I think, Columbia, and now he's at another elite institution. Mark, what's the matter, Allison?
No, I'm trying to think where he is now. We used to have him on all the time. He used to be all over, like, all cable channels.
Yeah, and he was one of the people when I first started here. I went and had a beer with him one time. Saw him in the street. He works uptown. Great guy. He just has extreme views when it comes to race relations. But I'm telling you, you couldn't talk to a more interesting, dynamic, engaging person. He used to be here for a while. I don't know if he was ever signed, but he was on. Then he went to another channel. I kind of lost track of him a little. And it just reminds me, Andrew Sullivan has this great column. He's a conservative columnist that didn't like Trump. So he's one of those guys on the outskirts who's very critical of Trump's way of handling things, doing things, the way he's getting out of Afghanistan, stance on Iraq, whatever, trade deals, getting out of the TPP. So he's a traditional conservative. Always very bright. Happens to be gay, by the way, outwardly gay. And in the beginning, they thought it was a big deal when that was first came out. Obviously, it's not a big deal now, and that's great. So he talked about his view of President Obama and how it changed, and it's emblematic of how the country has changed. He writes in his got a book coming out soon. He went back and said that he really thought Barack Obama in 2007 was going to be a very special president, and he said that as a conservative. And he said, if you want to know the difference between the Barack Obama then and now, look at what he said after Jeremiah Wright had those radical statements coming out. He's a reverend that came out that married him and Michelle, that mentored him for years, but never came out of the 60s. So he had to make a speech because he's so linked to Reverend Wright. And here's what he said, a little bit of it. Obama said of Wright's CRT-inspired words, damning America, goddamn America. Remember that? He said, this is Barack Obama now in 2007. They expressed a profoundly distorted view of this country, a view that sees white racism as endemic and that elevates what is wrong with America above all what we know is right with America. The profound mistake for Reverend Wright's sermons is not that he spoke about racism in our society. It's that he spoke as if our society was static, as if no progress has been made, as if this country, a country that has been made possible for one of its own members to run for the highest office in the land and build a coalition of white and black, Latino and Asian, rich and poor, young and old, is still irrevocably bound to a tragic racist past. That sounds like something I would say now. And what Barack Obama would never say now. What happened? America got worse? There is no way America got worse. Something happened to the Democratic power. Some force is pushing Democrats and Republicans away from each other on issues they should not be coming away. It used to be on taxes and war. Those are like the good old days. Now it's if you don't admit you're racist and white, then you're in denial or a white supremacist. And that's what he brought out. And I'm telling you right now, Barack Obama would sound like Reverend Wright today. And he ran from that. And part of the reason when he ran from that, he ends up winning was because he acknowledged that we have made tremendous progress, got more way to go. That's why I'm going to be president. I'm going to change things for the better. And now you have Joe Biden, who he never saw a segregationist he didn't like, hanging out with Senator Byrd, spoke at his funeral, one of the featured speakers, Strom Thurmond, bragged about it. Now he is the radical leftist when it comes to race relations. I don't believe any of it. I think we made huge progress, and we'll make more if we can get out of our own way. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com, pre-order my book, President and Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirt malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir did, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A nearby shooting causes a Major League Baseball game to be suspended in our nation's capital.
Saturday's game between the Nationals and visiting Padres was suspended after 5.5 innings due to a shooting outside Nationals Park. Police say two people were shot in the incident. More than two dozen police cars, ambulances, and fire engines were on the street outside the third base side. The Padres had just taken the field for the bottom of the sixth when several loud pops were heard from the left side of the ballpark. Fans were told to exit the stadium through the outfield gates. The Padres were leading 8-4 behind Fernando Tatis Jr., who was 4-for-4 with a pair of RBI singles. I'm Dave Ferry.
Tourists and the travel industry vented frustration and anger after Britain reversed a plan to ease travel restrictions on France just 2 days after they were due to start, citing concerns about a variant of the coronavirus. More than 18 months before the first presidential primary of 2024, most potential Republican candidates are trying to get a sense of the political landscape.
Many notable potential Republican candidates are tiptoeing through the early voting states. An exception? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. The governor's come out swinging, differentiating herself from the early crowd of possible GOP rivals for the White House. Her style, no surprise to those that follow her, is evidence of how competitive the nomination race will be if Donald Trump stays on the sidelines. Ken Lorman reporting.
A key group of international diplomats appeared to snub the man currently running Haiti by urging another politician, the designated prime minister, to form a government following the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Meanwhile, Moïse's widow, Martine, arrived in Haiti Saturday after being released from a Miami hospital. Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Missouri police officers saved a dog that was found inside a hot car after the dog's owner was fatally shot.
About an hour and a half into the shooting investigation outside a Walmart neighborhood market, Springfield police got a call about a dog named Zeke that was left inside the victim's car. Officers found the door unlocked and removed Zeke from the hot car before taking him to a local vet. Police identified the shooting victim as Tanner Stichka. Robert Weiser has been booked in jail on suspicion of second-degree murder. No motive or details on the circumstances that led to the shooting have been released. Patrick Foss reporting.
Notre Dame University announced a Chick-fil-A store will open on campus, despite the fact that students have overwhelmingly requested a franchise location at the school, and some radical students and faculty at the university expressed outrage because it's past donations to Christian groups and its support of biblical one-man, one-woman marriage. More at us at townhall.com. Prison time for members of a major drug ring.
Several members of a multi-million dollar online opioid drug ring will be spending time behind bars following their sentencing. They were part of a dark web operation based in suburban Salt Lake City that eventually grew to shipping tens of thousands of fake pills laced with the opioid fentanyl to people nationwide in 2016. Prosecutors have linked that to a number of overdose deaths. Jason Walker reporting.
South Korea is sending military aircraft to replace the entire 300-member crew of a Navy destroyer that's on an anti-piracy mission off East Africa. This after nearly 70 of the crew tested positive for the coronavirus. Two transport planes are bringing some 300 sailors aboard the destroyer Munmu the Great. More at townhall.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. You see that exciting space flight? Well, by Richard Branson. We're going to talk to Darryl Nail of NASA shortly. one of the best in the business of explaining things. He's been his family's been spend their lives in NASA. He rejoined NASA. He's been a reporter for years. He'll bring us tell us the significance of private industry and their partnership with NASA. And also, we have CPAC over the weekend in Texas, second big convention in a very short period of time. Donald Trump, last time there was a CPAC convention, had 55% of the constituents report support. Now he's got 70%. The next highest, and it's distant, Ron DeSantis. So I got Michael Goodwin this hour, too, so let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The Taliban are laughing it up. And why not? The Taliban have taken control of most of Afghanistan in just weeks, often without firing a shot. Afghan troops are surrendering, handing over posts and weapons.
Undeniable, leaving Afghanistan the way we are doing it, a big mistake. And it's all because of President Biden's gut feeling. Where's the Republican condemnation? As Chris Christie said on Sunday, they seem scared.
Number two.
To all you kids down there, I was once a child with a dream, looking up to the stars. To the next generation of dreamers, if we can do this, just imagine what you can do.
Billionaire Boys Club. A civilian space race was all benefits to us, I believe. How Richard Branson changed the game while Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos plan to take it up a notch. While socialist icon Bernie Sanders mocks the competition because some people are poor. Unbelievable.
Number one.
Do you think the priorities of National Democrats may have been misplaced?
Yes, I do. I believe those priorities, they really were misplaced. And it's almost insulting what we have witnessed over the last few years.
I can't believe I'm hearing this from a New York candidate, let alone the guy who's got the Democratic nominee, Eric Adams. Crime matters. Dems are in a panic mode as President Biden speaks on crime today again. And as Eric Adams visited the White House to brief him first, New York City's Democratic mayoral primary winner, of course. He was a 22-year NYPD veteran. Looks like the defund the police crowd, the reimagined police crowd, is out of sync, but they're not going anywhere. And let's begin with Michael Goodwin, New York Post. Michael, first off, Eric Adams won, but he changed his message. Not about transportation education. He changed it to crime. What does that say about this city?
Well, Brian, look, I think it is a fascinating turn of events that is largely unappreciated, that you had eight well-funded Democratic candidates, and only one of them, Eric Adams, turned to the issue of crime as crime exploded during the campaign. It's almost as though the others were determined to ignore it. They had their talking points and they were sticking to it. And that's not to demean all of their ideas. It's just that you would think that in what clearly was a public safety emergency, a crisis enveloping the entire city pretty much, that the candidates seeking to be mayor would respond. But Adams is the only one who did. I mean, others mentioned it. It would come up in debates and forums, but nobody made it the centerpiece of their campaign. Nobody else talked about right. it in the same way that I think was a match for voters' concerns. And the polls were interesting, although I think in general, most of the polls asking people what is the most important issue for the next mayor, only about 30% said crime. But that was three times higher than any other issue. I mean, I think one of the polls, for example, gave voters something like 20 choices or something. So in that large of a universe, people say, oh, I care about housing, or I care about the subways, or I care about schools, or mental health, or any number of things. But crime and public disorder consistently outpolled all the other issues. Why the other candidates didn't flip to that, right. I think is a great mistake.
But you know why? Because they don't believe it. And Eric Adams, I hope my fingers are crossed because I work here every day and you live here, that he believes it because there's no other choice. There's logic. This is not, we're not trimming around the edges. This is quality of life. Here's a little of the give and take yesterday that made him so different from almost every other Democrat outside Harold Ford. Cut three.
In terms of laws, in terms of state or city or national gun laws. Do you think the priorities of national Democrats may have been misplaced?
Yes, I do. I believe those priorities, they really were misplaced. And it's almost insulting what we have witnessed over the last few years. Many of our presidents, they saw these numbers. They knew that the inner cities, particularly where black, brown, and poor people lived, they knew they were dealing with this real crisis.
And it took time for the president to state that it's time to stop ignoring it, and that's today. You realize how bad it is. He brought up the south side of Chicago. He brought up Los Angeles. He brought up the homeless. This is something that a Republican candidate would do. And, you know, well, there's only maybe 15% of Republicans in an inner city of a million people or more. So they're not, it's not going to resonate. And if he means what he says, this will be big for Democrats. But can he rally what the Democratic Party is today?
Well, that remains to be seen, Brian. My fear is that no, that Democrats are not united in any one thing. But what pulls them together is the fear of defeat. And so, if you get the centrist Democrats like Eric Adams talking about crime, and then you have the AOC and the Tlaibs and the Presleys saying, oh, no, no, it's about white supremacy. It's, you know, then I think the Democratic Party really begins to fray, because Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer are deathly afraid that they will lose the far left wing. And so they have kowtowed to it, even though it does not represent a majority of their own party, let alone the nation. And so I think that remains to be seen, whether Biden can do more than give a speech or two, whether his policies actually meet this moment, whether he stops using phrases like systemic racism to talk about law enforcement and criminal justice. Because so far what he has done, I think, is further create a chasm between the Democratic Party and law enforcement. And so the police are human beings. They are not going to go out there and risk their lives if they don't think the political class doesn't have their back. And so far, it's very clear the political class in New York, California, Chicago, yeah, nationally, the Democrats do not have their back. Eric Adams is swimming upstream, but I think he's solid on this. I think he believes this. I think he intends to do something about it.
He also is very critical of the NYPD when he was in there. Ray Kelly and Bratton didn't like him very much when he was there. Carrick, but he was always a thorn in their side. My hope is that thorn in the side is better than the actual mess that's in Gracie Mansion today, an embarrassment to the country, let alone the city.
Also, I would just say, Brian, I agree with you, but now he's going to have the responsibility of creating the piece and not just being the critic.
That's what I hope. I just hope someone just governs and stops forgetting about party and do what's right for a change. So just to give you some stats to show that Michael Goodwin, the New York Post, Fox News, we're not just talking. Homicides have surged 32% in cities over a million people just this year. Atlanta, homicides up 43%, shootings up 41%. New York, homicides up just 9% because they were up a huge in 2020, shootings up 38%. Portland, up 533% homicides, 134% in shootings. In Los Angeles, 30% and 48%, same categories. So I want to bring you to the Republicans as it relates to the party they're at. Chris Christie is writing a book about this, but he also called them out, especially when it comes to Afghanistan. The haphazard way that Joe Biden decided he is done with this war is criminal, in my view. Cut 16. Where are the Republicans? Let's listen.
And let me be clear. I think Trump was wrong, too.
Yeah.
I think he was wrong to negotiate with the Taliban. I think it was a mistake. Let's talk about the politics for a second. You know why Republicans haven't spoken? They're scared. This is typical of what's wrong with our party right now. They look at the poll numbers and they go, oh, like Donna said, the American people are with Biden. They're with, maybe I won't say anything or maybe I'll whisper it so that later when the bad stuff happens, I can say, well, I didn't say that loud, but I did whisper it here in Foreign Affairs magazine, you know, in a footnote. I mean, look, we've seen this happen before. Let's be bold about it as Republicans and let's say, look, I know it's not the most popular thing to keep 3,000 or 3,500 troops back there, but let's face it, Donna, we haven't lost a combat troop in a year now in Afghanistan. We're talking about the kind of presence that Sarah talked about. We have had significant wars over our lifetimes, and we have left American troops there to be stabilized in forces.
And then George Stephanopoulos said, what good is 3,500 forces? Everything, because they had the Air Force there, too. And they've been since 2014, they've been supporting, not leading. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, look, Christie's obviously right about the Republican Party in general. I wouldn't limit it to just Afghanistan. But I think in general, Republican Party is too content to sort of make a sound and then move on. They don't fight for things in the same way that the Democrats do. And I have a lot of problems with Democrats, obviously. But they have become the fighting party. They have become the party that tries to deliver what it promises. Trump, of course, was that for the Republican Party. But without Trump, the Republican Party still kind of sinks back into a contented loser mentality. Well, we tried, but so we're going to just, you know, drink away our sorrows or mumble to ourselves and slink off into the corner. I think that's just not the right spirit for the present mood in this country. A lot of really terrible things are being advanced by left-wing Democrats. And if Republicans can't get excited over these things, it's not clear what would excite them. This whole thing of critical race theory, of the 1619 Project, of reparations, of using the government to discriminate actively against white people. I mean, this is really unbearable. And if Republicans can't get excited about this and can't get united to defeat this kind of domestic nonsense, not to mention going along with the Iranian nuclear deal, the Paris Climate Accords, all of these, you know, the World Health Organization, all of these corrupt international agreements that the Democrats are so eager to embrace, there's lots for Republicans to oppose, but they seem to do it in the most quiet fashion.
I hear you. Lastly, the CPAC over the weekend, Donald Trump got 70% of the support of the votes of the supporters who should be the next presidential nominee. He had 55% a few months ago when they had the same CPAC. What changed? And does it surprise you that Ron DeSantis was the only one to be close and he wasn't? It was DeSantis alone. We get without Trump, DeSantis gets 68% of the vote. Mike Pompeo 5, Donald Trump Jr. 4. With Trump, it is Donald Trump with 70% and Ron DeSantis with 20% of the vote, 21% of the vote. No one else among the 19 potential 2024 candidates topped 1%. Does it surprise you? What does it tell you?
Well, I think CPAC is sort of the Republican equivalent of AOC in the sense that it is the most right-leaning organization within the GOP. So, therefore, I don't think it's representative of the party as a whole. Nonetheless, I do think that there is a consistency in these numbers, Brian, and it is that Donald Trump is still the leader of the Republican Party and those who vote Republican. And so, therefore, I think until he's not the leader, nobody else is going to emerge. And so you're never going to get a lot of enthusiasm for a DeSantis or a Pompeo or anybody else until it's clear that Donald Trump is no longer the leader of the party. There's nobody who can match him in terms of these key issues that the Republican Party cares about, that most Republican voters care about. I mean, his policies as president are more than campaign promises. I mean, he delivered those policies on immigration, on the trade deals. I mean, you go back to 2015, and what he's talking about then is really most of what he did as president.
And so Michael, the other thing is
that is a great obstacle for the others.
Yeah, he could lead and not run. He could still lead and not run. That type of presence he has. His problem is he's still going after Bill Barr, which is a joke. Bill Barr's as loyal as it gets, and Mike Pence. when you're doing that, that just makes you unelectable, yet you still lead the Republican Party. You can't divide these people.
That's the conundrum. I agree with you.
It's so fixable, too. It's so fixable. It's whatever. Michael, it's frustrating. Michael, because he looks great and he sounded great. And he was very calm at certain points during the speech and the interviews. It was the old him, the candidate him. But we'll see what happens down the line. Michael Goodwin, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
All right, back in a moment.
Holding our politicians' feet to the fire, no matter who they are. That's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Some amazing tidbits from our Fox News poll. First, 51% feel optimistic about the economy, down from 57% in 2019. Shifts in partisan views reflect the change in the presidency and explain the dip. Optimism among Republicans plummeted 59 points since President Trump left office, while optimism among Democrats more than doubled. It's up a smaller 37 points. Voters divide over the purpose of President Biden's various spending proposals. 44% believe they're meant to jumpstart the economy. 47% say transform the country with liberal social policies. Plus, more think socialism is a major threat to the country's stability. 49% say so, up from 39% 2 years ago. Biggest change is among independents, with a 17-point increase in the number saying socialism is a major threat. It's up 11 among Republicans and 4 among Democrats. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. It started as a pilot program, but the Donor Network of Arizona is now tracking all donated organs with GPS.
So that we know where they are at any given time and can let the transplant center know, you know, how soon the organ is going to arrive.
PJ Garrity is the VP of Clinical Services for the organization.
We scan this barcode on the back of it here, and that ties it, as I said, ties it to the organ, and then we ship it off. And then we send along with it, we send instructions on how to mail it back to us, including an envelope. And so the transplant center, once they get this and they transplant the organ, they just drop this into the provided envelope and it comes back to us.
Nico Santos also works for the group.
There's roughly 108,000 people on the national organ waiting list, and their second chance of life relies on getting the organ to their transplant center in a timely fashion.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's ideological rigidity, I think. There's no reason not to get vaccinated. Why are we having red states and places in the South that are very highly ideological in one way, not wanting to get vaccinations? Vaccinations have nothing to do with politics.
Okay, Anthony Fauci came on, was asked the same easy layup questions, never asked about the origin of the virus, never talked about the Delta variants. He was actually got a question about the fact the CDC has a different view than Pfizer when it comes to a third booster shot. That affects millions of people, tens of millions of people. So I don't really see any difference between what CDC's saying and Pfizer's saying. Excuse me, Pfizer's asking permission, says we need it, and the CDC says we don't. That's the difference. And don't go around the edges like a politician. Will you be a doctor for once in your life? Will you actually factor in that people have had it and don't need the shot, number one? And number two, can you factor in that we are getting some scary stories from around the country of people who took the virus, took the shot, young kids, and are having adverse reaction? Some are paralyzed. Other kids have swelling and fluid around the heart. What do you not understand about that? And you acknowledge that it's politics, but you don't acknowledge that Donald Trump's administration came up with it. So if it's mostly Republicans, 49% of Republicans haven't gotten the shot yet. If it's mostly Republicans that haven't gotten the shot, why wouldn't it go to your benefit to emphasize that? No, because you don't want to risk Donald Trump actually getting credit for something. That's a greater risk than people actually getting the shot. And I'll play you some of the people in the future, later on this hour, that have gotten the shot and have had adverse reactions. Acknowledge it. If you are the host of a show, why would you not roll in two or three clips from people from different ages that have had adverse reactions and make Anthony Fauci act like a doctor or a scientist for once? And if he doesn't have an answer, does he say they're lying? Does he say they're studying it? If you say we're actively studying every situation, but almost everybody we ask, their doctors aren't called and they aren't contacted from a Washington, D.C. medical power base. So that means nobody's studying. We come back, I talk about the power of space. What changed this weekend? What is Jeff Bezos going to do next weekend?
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Florida bride who donated a kidney to her husband's ex-wife makes today's Dean's List. Mylene had struggled with kidney disease. By the time she was admitted to the hospital, her kidneys were functioning at only 8%. Many in her family offered to donate a kidney, but none were a match until Debbie, the wife of Jim Strickland, her ex-husband, came along. Jim and Mylene have been divorced for nearly 2 decades, but they got along well as they raised their 2 kids, and Jim fell in love with Debbie. When she found out Mylene needed help, Debbie wanted to be that person. After months of testing and COVID delays, the transplant was set for 2 days after Jim and Debbie's wedding. Debbie says her marriage to Jim was the most amazing day of her life, but when she was able to donate a kidney to Mylene, that too was an amazing day. The women call themselves Kidney Sisters and are planning a big family trip to Georgia this summer. Thank you all for sharing your story. Here's to a happy, healthy year. Janice Dean, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
3, 2, 1. Release, release, release. Clean release. Ignition. Good rocket motor burn. And 60 seconds. And that is a full duration burn, folks. We are headed to space. And the passengers in the back have been cleared to unstrap. Our predicted apogee is 279,000 feet and climbing. It's going to initiate a backflip for Spaceship Unity. This is normal. We want those windows pointed down towards the Earth to maximize that incredible view.
There it is. It happened. We have passenger Civilian space travel to a degree, and it happened over the weekend on Sunday. It happened in New Mexico. Went up to the sky 50 miles into the sky, and that was enough to go officially into space and back. And what does it mean? Because the same plane that was shot into the sky landed flawlessly, smoother than most airplanes that I could tell, and Richard Branson was on the inside. Not an astronaut, but now has his astronaut wings, and he was as high as a kite yesterday, not because of drugs, but because he was actually in space and his goal was reached. Daryl Nail knows all about getting into space and back. He's been covering this for years as a reporter, as an expert, and now working as a launch commentator for NASA. Daryl Nail, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, good to be back. Thanks for having me.
And of course, everybody in WDBO, our great affiliate in Orlando, is used to hearing from you as OKV2, but you used to work there, but now you live there and working for NASA. So for you guys who do this regularly, what did Richard Branson's Virgin vehicle do for you?
I tell you, it was, first of all, from just a human perspective, watching that coverage yesterday, personally for me, it was just exciting, right? Because this is, we train astronauts for years, 2 years, 2 to 2.5 years to go on missions. And my understanding is that, in order to fly on one of the Virgin Galactic space planes, it doesn't require that kind of training. And so what it does is not only was it exciting to see, but it feels like it opens. It's the dawn of the space tourism era. It feels like it's going to open that up for all the rest of us eventually. Now, to be sure, these vehicles that are flying now that the billionaires are building, from what I've seen, they cost a fair amount. But ultimately, that cost will come down. And now we're talking about space for people who really want to fly into space. And to me, that's the stuff that childhood dreams are made of. I think Branson even said it in his press conference. He said he never did he imagine. He dreamed about going to space as a kid. But in his wildest dreams, he couldn't imagine that the experience he had when he was up there mm-hmm. for 5 minutes floating around the inside of his space plane would be what he experienced. He just never imagined it. So imagine if space becomes accessible to all of us. This is the beauty of these billionaires investing in space. It increases access. And look, NASA has agreements with Elon Musk, who, of course, owner and founder of SpaceX. We rely on them to get our own astronauts up to the International Space Station and back. And we're going to start bringing Boeing online as well. So there's a lot of benefit to, I think they were called space barons by a columnist for a national newspaper. Maybe that's an appropriate term for them. I think in the end, we all benefit, Brian.
No, I hear you, Daryl. And it gets interest because the hardest thing is for the American people who are everybody's budget conscious, cutting budgets. Oh, let's just cut space because we're not going to miss what we don't have yet. It's not like we're going to say we can't go to Mars anymore. No, well, we've never been at Mars. We sent a probe up there. Then America's attention turns to it. But when you spend all of a Sunday, and that was the number one story, and then next week Jeff Bezos is going to say, I'm going to go higher, and I'm going to blast off more traditionally. I'm not going to be launched from a plane or from a craft that was already in the air. Now all of a sudden we have debate, and then we wonder when we can do it. We understand that if we're to believe Richard Branson, I don't know why we wouldn't, he's got about 60 customers who have paid $600,000 for the right to be in space for a very short time, to have that free fall and to be able to look through the glass down back at Earth. Is that worth it?
Well, apparently it's worth it to them. I can only tell you this from what our astronauts say when they come back from space. And it's consistent, Brian. They almost all of them say the same thing. After going up to the International Space Station, which is 250 miles above Earth's surface and orbit around the Earth, they come back and they all say pretty much a variation on this theme. And that is, when I was up there and I looked back at Earth through the windows of the International Space Station and I saw this little blue marble, out in this vast blackness of space, it really helped me appreciate a couple of things. And usually it's two things that they say. Number one, first of all, you see this world without borders. There are no lines drawn in that you can see from that vantage point. You see one Earth, you see one planet. The second thing is they see a place that is fragile, right? You look to the horizon, you see that thin blue atmosphere. It looks thin from up in space. And you think, you know, space is inhospitable to human life. And though we are looking for places out there in our galaxy and beyond to try to find life, be it either carbon-based like our system on the Earth or some other life system, we haven't found it yet. We're looking. But it tells you that we're all in it together, right? That's our planet. We better care for it. We better take care of it. Well, we better take care of each other.
Right. And also, you got to look out. China, not on the same page, and they're catching up. There's a Qatar put a probe into Mars, too. I want you to hear what Richard Branson said about his fellow billionaires. Cut 10.
It really wasn't a race. We're just delighted that everything went so fantastically well. We wish Jeff the absolute best and the people going up with him during his flight. You know, it was great this morning to find Elon in my kitchen at 3 o'clock and to come to wish us the best. So nice of him to come all this way to wish us well. And had a lovely goodwill message from Jeff as well. And I mean, so many incredible people around the world and so grateful.
So what do you think? I mean, this is more, it sounds a friendly rivalry. They're saying the right things. But Bezos says he's going to have a much more elaborate launch. Could you describe where he's going and why some people say that Branson didn't actually get into space?
Well, for us here in America, here in the United States, we recognize, 50 miles up as, the edge of space. Internationally, it's the Kármán line, which is 62 miles above Earth's surface. So there's the difference in how you see space. And really, a lot of this comes down to international treaties and how countries use space and share space and communicate with each other about being in these areas. And so, it's funny, you hear him talk about how Elon, came to visit him and Jeff Bezos wishing him well. Jeff Bezos is planned from what I can see, and NASA is going to be using his rocket when he's his new Glenn rocket when he's got it up and running. He's going to launch from a rocket, the traditional, more historical style, which is space capsule on top of a rocket carrying its passengers up to around 62 miles above the Earth's surface, and then another brief period of weightlessness, and then they come back down. To me personally, it seems very similar, but I imagine that the ride up has to be drastically different, because our astronauts tell us that, when they're strapped to a rocket, especially a solid rocket, that's a rough ride.
Wow.
At least in the initial part. I don't know about, what it's like to ride in, I guess nobody does, because they haven't had anybody actually fly in their capsule, but Jeff Bezos is going to be the first to fly in his own, capsule, on the New Shepard rocket. So it'll be interesting. What I think, and you talk about the billionaires saying all the right things, what's interesting to me is it really seems like, this is me talking, that these men generally are rooting for each other. Yes, they're competitive in many ways, right? They wouldn't be where they are if they weren't. But I really think that they genuinely want access to space to increase. They want the low Earth economy, just like NASA wants to promote that and build that and see it thrive. I think they all genuinely want
right.
that. And so, while they have a little fun with it, I think they do really, truly root each other on.
What is the proposed budget for NASA from the Biden administration? And don't you think China being there with their probe, which they probably stole from us, don't you think that gets a new urgency to getting somebody on Mars and back to the moon?
Well, let me take the first part of that question. And the NASA budget proposed by the White House is $24.8 billion. That's far less in terms of percentage of GDP than it was during the Apollo program. Less than 1%, I think. This budget, though, is 6% more than the previous budget, and it focuses on a lot of areas that are important to this administration. Earth science is one of them. It continues the Artemis program, which is going back to the moon and landing the first woman and the first person of color on the moon. And so it has those priorities in it. Now we give it to Congress, and we ask them to fund it, and they take it up and discuss it and ask us questions about it. And so we're hoping for a lot of support in the halls of Congress for it. With regards to China, you know, that's pretty much set in stone in terms of what we can do with China. Congress has made a law that says we can't collaborate with China. And that's just kind of where it begins and ends, right?
Well, we can compete. NASA, are they ahead of us?
You know, I wouldn't say that they're ahead, but I'd say that they are exploring the moon, right? They're getting ready to land another probe on the south side of the moon, I believe I read. And so what we would love if they would share whatever science they learn about the moon. Because here's the important thing, Brian.
Hey, Darryl, forget
the moon
it. Darryl, you can't trust them. They steal all the technology. You cannot be sharing with China.
It would be our hope that they would open up what they have, right? Let all scientists, let all researchers look at the data that they have that they found on the moon, if they were to open it up, right? And this is where the record of our universe lies. It lies in that rock that spins, you know, that orbits around our Earth. And I'm just saying, you know, I'm hoping for the best in this situation, but understandably, where the rubber meets the road, we're the government has and the Congress has said, no, we will not be collaborating or cooperating. And I believe the intent of the bill speaks to what you just said.
Right. And finally, we're going to go back to what is the schedule? When are we going to be walking on the moon again, Darryl, when you talk to the experts at NASA? What do they tell the politicians?
So we're still aiming for 2024. And that's the date that we put out a couple years ago. Is it ambitious? Yes. It's aggressive, yes, but this is big, Brian. Going back to the moon is huge. And, yes, we did it before, but now technology has advanced so much that we're now taking new technologies and implementing them into this rocket and spacecraft that are going to help us, but we also need to understand how they're going to perform. So right now, inside the vehicle assembly building, we have the Space Launch System rocket. It is stacking, Brian, right now. It's got a core stage, two side boosters. We just put the interim cryogenic propulsion stage, which that's the stage that's going to push us all the way to the moon. We just put that on top. The next step is to eventually put the Orion capsule on the top. We're going to send that capsule around the moon on a test flight either late this year or early next year, get back all that data, make improvements, make some changes, and then look for a test flight with astronauts a year after that flight. And then the hope is by the third flight that we put astronaut boots on the moon.
Wow.
In 2024.
And
now, of course, it's space. It's hard. Schedule may slip. But that's at least what we're targeting in this moment.
Now, that's good. And can you imagine with the video quality we're going to have now compared to the 1960s? It's going to almost feel like we're there. Darryl, thanks so much.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week after Jeff Bezos does it, all right?
Sounds good. Come down and see us again.
Absolutely, Darryl. Thank you. Darryl Nail, launch commentator for NASA, as knowledgeable as it gets. Back in a moment. We'll find out if there is indeed more to know.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. Of course, people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
That is unbelievable that the vice president, again, says things that shows she is so out of touch, whether it's saying people in the inner city don't have IDs or are not capable of getting to the polls. Now she's saying in the rural communities, if you have to copy your identification in order to get a mail-in ballot or to be able to vote in a precinct because people want to prove that they are from that they're actually from there, the person they are, that they don't have a Kinko's near them, as if nobody has a printer or a copier that comes with a printer, or that every farmer or people in a rural area doesn't have the science and technology and wherewithal to understand how to copy something. What do you think, they all have hired private monks to write, to copy things over by hand? It's unbelievable. You don't think they have a downtown if you don't have a printer? And if you've been to a farm, you know that in these farms, there's more science going on there than most cities, period, or else you're not a successful farmer. I don't know if she doesn't just do the work or lazy or has the worst staff ever, but the Vice President of the United States, anytime she has to talk, and by the way, you have to see her do this, she winds up for this as if she's going to say something profound, and that comes out. Last week, there was this big story, almost no follow-up, no questions, even in all the Sunday shows, about the story about her staff being so unhappy, a brutal place to work, horrible conditions. There was no communication. They had no idea that she was even going to the border until they heard about it from the AP report. So there's panic on the left because everyone knows Joe Biden doesn't have a future. We don't know if he's going to try for a re-election, but they thought that she was a shoo-in to be the future, and it could be a smooth handoff, and no one would probably primary her. If you're a Democrat with any ambition at all, you know that this is not the candidate of the future. Who knows? Maybe it's Eric Adams. But I'll say also, did you see the shot of Eric Swalwell in overseas, I think the UAB? United UAE, riding on a camel without a shirt on during the pandemic when he's urging everyone not to travel. Is this guy the worst?
Is he trying to be like Putin?
I guess so, on a camel. Of course, now he's suing somebody. I think it's President Trump.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. Call 800-715-9880. That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today. Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880. Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Hotel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.